Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm here, man. Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Low down on the biz and uplift the dialogue. Oh, yeah. Listen right along. This is straight off the press, the remix, fresh with no prior song. Oh. Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To get the piece to the piece, it's time to call blow. Yeah. The raspberry wind is fragrant, flavorful. Insatiable eardrums taste the radio. It can't be beat, the clash you miss. That'll leave all your doors and all half the week.
What?
Positive or motivate to the fact to see successful guests promote herself, masturbate. BlogTalkRadio.com/the remix. Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Greetings, everyone. I want to say welcome to the remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and
it's Esther. Hey.
You know what?
I think I have myself on mute. Hi, Remix family. Hey, everyone.
Peace and greetings, everyone. We want to say welcome to everyone joining us here live in the forum tonight, live in the remix. Tonight is October the 11th, 2013. And, of course, you know where you are. You are live in the remix. So welcome to everyone out there listening from all over the world. And it's so good to have you guys in the house tonight joining us here live in the remix. I also want to remind you that you can come on over. The chat room is open, and all you have to do is go to www.blogtalkradio.com/all-one-word, the remix, and know that the chat room is open. I see everyone getting themselves all situated and nice and settled in the chat room there. If you're a guest and you're out there joining us for the very first time, welcome to the remix. You can also call in by dialing 646-522-2711. That's the number to call. And you can also Skype in. So for all of our international listeners, you can Skype in. That's one of the ways that can get you locked into the remix. Or you can dial the U.S. country code and then dial 646-652-2711, and that's going to get you in. So peace and greetings to the family out there. So good to have you guys joining us in the forum tonight. Hulu Union and Mojo Magic is what we're going to be doing tonight. So lots of interactions going on, lots of things to kind of get yourself all situated in. Busy week, everyone. We got a lot of things we're going to be talking about. All kinds of crazy stuff going on.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be talking about just really doing what we do as the Remix family, having fun, having good time, making magic, and understanding that. I want to invite you guys to go over to the Remix family page on Facebook. Let me tell you why this is so cool. You want to go over to the Remix Radio page on Facebook, click the like button, because we're going to be doing a lot of interacting with everyone over here. We're going to be posting some questions and maybe do a couple of giveaways. We're going to be doing all kinds of crazy stuff tonight. So you want to be over there. You also want to be hitting us up on Twitter. We're going to be on Twitter, too. We're going to get this conversation going. And just kind of keep it going. Going. Yep.
Hit us up on Twitter for sure.
I want to remind you guys also that you know, it's Friday night, so, you know, the orders go out for the Kim deck. So, you guys, all of those things are there in the show notes. You can see that there. Don't forget, if you have an Android phone or a smartphone, you definitely want to make sure that you go to the Remix market, go over to the Android market, search for the Remix Radio, look for the Remix logo that is infamous all over the world in the cosmos, and just download that app for free. It's going to keep you locked into everything that's going on with the Remix, everything that's happening here, contacting me, and all that good stuff. And it's for you. It's a gift. It's a gift. You can download it and never miss another Remix show. In fact, I want to remind you guys that we are on demand. So you can go back and you can listen to all the great shows, whether those shows are from Brother Bobby Hemmett, all those amazing shares that he came, dropped tons of information, and big ups and love to Brother Bobby and to Queen Linda out there, sending love to them as well. So that's going to be really, really some good stuff. We're going to be talking more about that. Just welcome to the Remix, everyone. I'm so excited to be here. We got a lot of stuff planned for y'all tonight. We're going to be getting it in, having fun, doing what we do. And also this weekend, I want to remind everybody, Self-Invested Mastermind Series with myself and Brother Bow going down. If you're not a part of Self-Invested, you definitely want us to email over to Question for Blue. And Question for Blue, and just put in the tagline Self-Invested so you can get on in. We are doing some big work in the Mastermind series, and it's a beautiful thing, a very, very, very beautiful thing that's going on. Also, the other thing I want to tell you guys as well, big ups to all the sisters in the priestesshood out there. Woo, we was putting in tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness. Putting in work, like, wow, just putting in work, y'all. That's all
on another level, on another level.
Whole nother level. And I'm quite sure you guys felt those ripples out there in the cosmos as they was kind of like floating through you, because we were sending love out to everybody out there. Lots of healing, lots of love out to everyone. So welcome to the Remix tonight, everyone. Tribal Union, Mojo Magic, we're going to be getting in. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. The chat room is open. We're going to give out some international shots out. We're going to dance. We're going to do a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
We definitely got to hear a little bit of Baby Blue. And, yeah, we're going to play some music. But, you know, Esther, I want to... I want to talk about a couple of things before we actually get ready to do that. This is what I want to tell you guys tonight. You want to be on the phone lines tonight. So if you are on the computer, you're going to want to be on the computer, and you're also going to want to be on the phone lines. You are going to want to be on the phone lines because we're going to be getting into some tribal magic tonight. It's going to be a whole lot of tribal Zulu unions going on, and we're... You're going to be in your teams. We got some real hot stuff for you tonight.
Yeah. You need to be on the line to participate in the tribes. And you want, yes, you have to participate. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes. Participation is required, and it's a good thing, a really, really good thing, especially after, you know, just this kind of... amazing week that's out there, because we got all kinds of things planned for you guys. I'm just going to kind of throw out some titles. Maybe we can give them a little bit, Esther.
Sure. Uh-huh.
If you guys are my Twitter friend, then you're going to feel me where I come from this, okay? First of all, we're going to be talking about, are you smarter than a rapper?
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be one of the things. And then we're going to talk a little bit about flamethrowers and thoughts from the mundane world. Got some real crazy stuff going on for you there. What are some of the other things that
we're
going to
talk about? Do you like my vibe? You know, are you feeling my vibe? Yeah, we're going to talk about that. We're going to do some channeling with some Hindi words tonight.
And you know, it's just all kinds of energy out there, and in honor to all of our ancestors and our connection to the Zulus, we're going to really be tapping into some warrior energy tonight and some Zulu energy. So we're going to get into that too. So we're going to do lots of tribal things here tonight. And only place that you can find this is out there in the remix. So peace and greetings to you guys. I see everyone getting themselves all situated and all set up. And it's so good to have you guys in the form with us here tonight, live in the remix. Also, want to let you know, Sunday night, Imani Valentino is coming back. Can you believe it? Coming Sunday night.
Oh, my goodness.
Sunday night. And we're
going to
talk about relationships. And it's going to be we're going all in. Going all in.
Yeah.
Be first.
Yeah.
We're just going in. We're going in. So,
yeah.
Relationships is what we're going to be talking about. We're going to be doing that on Sunday night. I spoke to him earlier. He's super hyped. I love that brother. I've been knowing him for a long time. So it's always a great conversation when he comes on. And we get to see things from a whole nother perspective, something that's different than sort of the way we think. And this is what great minds do. So we're going to be doing that. So we're going to be getting it in on Sunday night. Want to put that out there to you. And oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. So let's hear a little bit of Baby Blue. And then we're going to get ready to we're going to get ready to kind of move around, feel some vibes.
Move around, yeah.
All right, Esther, you want to go?
La, the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
I knew what I knew in the past, I would with a beam blacked out on your ass. God.
Child, but I am nice and charged up after that.
Yeah, real fast. Real fast. You know what? You know. Wow.
I don't know about
that. Wow.
Child. That's right. Mm. That's right. And you know, it really is sort of like science to us. It's almost science and magic. When it comes to the music that we play on the remix, because
yeah.
Music is so instrumental in everything that we do. So, hell yes, mm-hmm. We're going to be talking about Kanye tonight, and that's why we played him.
Yeah.
So we're gonna go ahead and get this kicked off, and we're going to start talking about our selection, and we're going to be bringing it to you from time to time. You know, this is sort of our special edition of what we call flamethrowers and thoughts from the mundane world.
Yeah.
So, you know, we want to talk about this because, you know, it was an interesting conversation, and me and Esther talked about this earlier this week. Now, I don't really kind of get into the whole little back and forth thing and, you know, really what's happening with this person or that person. But anytime there is a brother involved, or a sister, for that matter, I feel compelled sometimes to peek in and guess
mm-hmm.
what's going on. And so I thought it was interesting, this sort of little tit-for-tat that was going back and forth with Kanye West. I mean, Kanye has always been very open and vocal about how he feels and what he's saying about that. And let's talk about that for a minute because, you know, the flamethrowers are all out there, all throwing flame at Kanye. And interesting enough, I found so many people in the conscious community throwing flames at his ass, too. I'm like, what the hell are y'all fighting for?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's just interesting to see where people's minds go with this. But I want to talk about it. We're going to share our thoughts about it. And, of course, you guys are always open to share your thoughts as well, too. Lots of conversation earlier this week going on Twitter, going on Facebook, you know, just back and forth, you know, everywhere about this whole conversation. And so, Esther, let me ask you, what was your whole take on, you know, Kanye ending up showing up on Kimmel's show?
Jimmy Kimmel. Yeah. You know, I would say that Kanye has always been outspoken. And he has always been passionate. He has always said what was on his mind. And that has kind of been him since day one. It's just that, you know, when he first came out, him being from Chicago, you know, here in Chicago, we knew about him and we knew a lot of his stuff. But, you know, him kind of getting out into the public eye, it took a little time for that to happen and for the public eye to see how Kanye was. So I'll start by saying that he's been like this. But I really applauded Kanye, first of all, for calling Jimmy Kimmel out on his bullshit, because that was really what he did. You know, Kimmel, he is a, you know, talk show host, and so, of course, talk show hosts a lot of times feel that they have the right to kind of crack jokes and say things that are blatantly disrespectful and never get called on it, you know, and that's what they do. And so they can poke fun and they can do all these things and kind of never get called out. And Kanye said, nah, we're not doing that. And he even said to Kimmel on the show, he said, you know, you have been, I've been at your house. I came to your wedding. You know, I thought we was cool. He said, right. So when I see you on here cracking jokes and stuff, I'm like, what's up with that? You know, that's disrespectful. And so, and for those of you who don't know, on Kimmel, he did a skit. You know, Kanye was being interviewed, and Kanye was talking about all of his work that he's doing in art and fashion. And he was really passionate about this, and this, so this is his long interview. And so Kimmel decided to make fun of that and spoof it using two children. And so he had a yes. black child that was playing Kanye, and then he had a white child that was playing the interviewer. And it was very disrespectful, very disrespectful. And so, you know, Kanye said, listen, I'm going to call you on your BS. And so he called Kimmel out, and that was how he came on the show. And the entire show, and I watched the interview, the whole, matter of fact, the whole show was Kanye. They didn't get to the music. They didn't get to no other guests. The whole show wound up being Kanye. And he was so, his energy, you could just see that he was hyped, but at the same time, he wanted Kimmel to know that this was serious. You know, this was something that I'm addressing this head on. You're not going to be talking no shit about me. He basically came out and said that I'm from the Shy. You're not going to come in here talking mess. But what I found to be so crazy about it was that when he was expressing, you know, his passion for his work and his passion for everything that he's done, he called himself a genius, that everyone on Twitter and Facebook and everywhere, it was like, he's so crazy. You know, Kanye's so off the wall, and he's so this. You know, Kim Kardashian made him crazy, and he's so off. And I was like, wow.
Yeah. That was very, very deceiving, you know. And here's the thing, because I caught a piece of it. You know, I was taking care of some business, and I caught a piece of it. They were playing The View, and one of the things that seemed to disturb sort of the mundane world is that he compared himself to God. He compared himself to this. He compared himself to, you know, all of these things, and they felt like it was a problem. Here is sort of our take on this, okay? We bring this to you so you can see something from a different perspective. Those of us who consider ourselves to be quote-unquote aware, or whatever we want to call it at that particular moment, we kind of live sort of the Kanye West life every day. In most cases, some of us are living that with our own families and friends and people who are around us, you understand? We recognize the greatness within ourselves, but unfortunately and fortunately, that's not always reciprocated in the world that we live in, and most people don't see that type of reality. But here you have a brother who's willing to stand up and say, check it out, I'm a genius, and if I don't go ahead and acknowledge that shit to you, then I'd be lying to myself and you, and I don't lie to myself. And just really the power in what he expressed and how he expressed it and stood his ground on what he meant. And then a lot of people were saying, you know, that they thought it was some sort of publicity stunt. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, yeah.
This is coming from a kid who most of us found out about because he had his fucking mouth wired shut. This is also coming from someone who grabbed the mic and told the world, Bush don't give a damn about black people. He don't need to be a stunt.
Right.
You understand?
Yeah.
First, I'll say this at lowest level. Kanye is the stunner. And when you stunt, you don't need to pull a stunt. You understand?
Exactly.
You know, someone is saying, I believe he's in a lot of pain. I believe he has a lot from his mother's death. One of the things I want you to know, Kanye was doing this shit before his mother died. And I got channels
exactly.
And I talked about the channels I had before his mother died. This is who he is. There is absolutely nothing wrong with being who you are. And I think too many times we try to make excuses for somebody who wants to live their own truth. I'm not saying I like it all, I agree with it all, and that's what I want to go around doing. But one of the things I definitely can respect, because it's not many people, and if we want to look at this from the flamethrower position in the mundane world, and particularly when it comes to brothers, that's going to stand up and take that kind of fucking stance. I don't know none that has taken the kind of stance as a black man in the industry that he has chosen to come back to do his work in, has taken that kind of stance. So hell yeah, bow down.
Yeah
hell yeah, I'll go ahead and give you a bow, Kanye, because, you know, you did your damn thing. You held your ground on what you felt was important to you. And, you know, unfortunately, we can't get that. If we had more, I'm not going to say brothers, sisters too, if we had more people who would do that, then a lot of bullshit would stop. It would cease fire free instantly. You see?
Yeah. It is, you know, he was really also talking about the fact that he really felt like he had ventured into this new kind of area for himself, going into the fashion world, and how different it was being at those tables where, you know, that is not common. So he came on the show talking about some other shit. So this is my point, again, to people talking about it's for publicity. Kanye could give two fucks about publicity at this point.
Right.
And he said that quite honestly. He's overseas trying to get into the fashion world, making deals, coming up with new creative things, you know. So he's sharing his insight on how it feels to be at that table and, you know, the reaction that he's gotten from that. And that's prompting him to say, look, I'm a genius. I know I'm a genius, and I'm acting on that. I don't care what y'all think. I don't care what y'all have to say about it, but you're not going to disrespect me. You know what I'm saying? And I found, again, you know, we could talk all day about how he should handle it and how he should deliver things and his vocabulary and his, you know, how he's his antics and all those types of things. The point is that he was addressing a very blatant, disrespectful attack on him. And I think we'd be hard-pressed to find any person in this world who would get on a stage like that and be able to hold it together and say everything properly and say everything in some manner. You know what I'm saying? That's up to adequate and all of that. So I really just think, like, people have a very interesting way of really analyzing these situations and kind of going outside of themselves with it instead of really thinking about what he's saying, because that was what I was seeing on Twitter. Everyone was talking. Well, nobody paying attention to what he was saying. I was like, do y'all hear what this man is talking about, though, you know?
Kanye
gives much props for me, as he always has. Being from Chicago, I've always loved Kanye and his music. So much love to you, Kanye.
Much love to you, Kanye. I really, much big ups to you. We know you out there listening. You're self-invested, Kanye. We know you're out there listening. But just want to let you know, send some love out to you. You know, like I said, just for standing up for who you are, you understand? Because that's a place where nothing is required. And, you know, God is self-realized. And so big ups for you for saying it, whatever level you saying it at, that you compared yourself to Jesus. You compared yourself to all of these geniuses on the planet. And
that's right.
Up to you for taking your stance. So we wanted to talk about that. Now, next, y'all know we got to talk about... You know, we got to talk about our other boy real quick, right? We got to talk about Drizzy.
Yeah, we got to talk about Drizzy. Drizzy Drake. Yeah.
We seriously have to talk about Drake, because y'all are really bashing Drake, because... No, I even read some disturbing things from some other people on Twitter talking about, come on, Drake, he's supposed to be a rapper. You know what you're doing, man? You know, what you doing, man? I really, really, when I heard Drake's album, it really is a true expression of his creativity. You guys know how I feel about anyone who's creative, who's passionate. When I see that, and I see that expression of that, to me, that is like the best thing on the freak planet, like serious, hands down, for somebody to be able to express that passion that he has, because he really has a passion and a love for his craft and what he does. And really loved the way he did some real Kim business shit. He, like, got away from the box, you understand? Like, you can't even call him a rapper no more. You can't call his ass a singer no more. You can't call his ass anything anymore but who the fuck he is, Drake.
Yeah.
Because he stepped outside of all of those boundaries, you understand?
Yeah.
And that's the whole thing. People wanted him to stay inside that box. They wanted him to do some rap stuff, you understand? And even in the first song on the CD compilation, he talks about how he knows a lot of this ain't going to get played on the radio. You understand? He knows it's not going to get played on the radio. He already knows that. In Tuscan Leather, he really kind of gets hard into that. His transitions are there, thought about the music, and there's really thought and meaning behind this. This is something we talked about a couple of years ago, and I told you guys that music would come back, and so that passion, that emotion, the feeling.
Yeah,
I didn't say y'all
were
going to like all this shit. I just said it was... okay. Let me put that disclaimer. I didn't say you were
cool. Right, right. And that's Miss Blue. That's what's key. You know, I think that we all have our tastes. And I tend to like a little bit more harder music, I guess I could say, in some senses. And so a lot of times, you know, when I would listen to Drake earlier, I always gave him credit for his skill because I always thought he's a talented brother. That's the fact. And he's versatile. You know, he can get up there and sing and rap and then go into something that's just a completely different flow. And so I always gave him credit for that. You know, I would kind of question the whole street credibility and stuff just because I knew, you know, this is Degrassi. Okay, Drake, let's be serious. But I got past that because I realized that what was really happening was a shift in just the overall view of masculinity. And so when you think about how he openly has always showed his emotions, he's openly always talked about his relationships, his feelings about his mother. And so I started thinking, like, you know, honestly, we need brothers to do that. Now, I ain't saying you got to come singing and you know, all of that. You know, I'm not saying that that has to be the way it comes out. But the whole thing of just being open and in touch with your emotions, you know, that's a beautiful thing, and it needs to be applauded. And so it really made me change how I view him because I get it. You know, I see kind of the bigger picture there when he's expressing himself.
Well, here's the thing. With Drake, I've loved Drake ever since he's been on Degrassi. I loved his music. I always have. One of the things I will say is Drake has always brought his honesty to the table. And you could see that.
Mm-hmm.
For me, Drake has always brought his honesty. And even when he was talking about his street credit, I never thought Drake as being... hold on, I'm going to pull Spidey out the box. I never thought of Drake as being sort of like, who's a real thugged out brother on the street? I don't even know if any of them are. You understand what I'm saying? But here's the point I'm making. The point that I'm making is he's always been very authentic. I have seen that in Drake, what he's saying. And even when he's talking about his rap, even when he's talking about his street life, he's telling you from the perspective of where he is now. Now, let me tell you how you guys understand how that is. So, he's running around with his little crew, his little nerd crew, okay? And he's rapping, he's acting, he's into all kinds of things, okay? All of a sudden, once he starts getting into becoming into Degrassi and he does that, you have no other choice but to get you some secret because you can't roll by yourself no more. That's just the way it goes. You understand? You can't roll by yourself no more. It's almost like even in elementary school or middle school. In elementary school, your mom can pick you up, mom can pick you up. You get in middle school, you better have a crew. You better have one. You understand? So everybody has street credit. Everybody does. Absolutely. That's great. rubbing it on y'all ass up, Drake.
Yeah.
We just wanted to kind of tell you guys, you know.
Yeah.
I'm just really wanting to tell you guys so you guys could, you know, really kind of see things from a different angle. You understand? Everybody wants somebody to have street credit, but, you know, it kind of goes back to the old adage. Everybody want to be the thug, nobody want to die. You understand?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
What is street credit? You know, what you want to die? Because everybody who had real street credit is dead. Biggie, Tupac, they dead. You want street credit?
It's street credit is also authenticity in music. And I think that that's the part that's not, you know, to give Drake all credit here, because it's not just him that a lot of people question in the hip-hop community. You know, they question all of them, all the people that are out now. You know, they question Lil Wayne. They question J. Cole. They question all of them. Like, are you really what you rapping about? And so it kind of gets into that whole discussion, which is why I said that it's just really, to me, it's just showing a shift in what we're kind of paying attention to and the energy that's out there right now. Because, you know, best believe, niggas was always lying about stuff that they didn't do, stuff they didn't have. You know, think people they didn't shoot. You know, they were always, you know, kind of telling stories and creating that kind of drama. So that's nothing new. And I that's why I say, like, you can't really blame Drake for that, because he came out and just started talking about what he was experiencing at this point. You know, so that I think that was the shift in thinking, of kind of seeing it like that instead of saying, you know, the whole street cred and he not really about to, you know, shoot someone and that type of thing. So, yeah.
Right. Well, you know, I mean, nowadays we got baseball players shooting people and killing them. So really,
it don't take much.
You know, everybody can kind of get to that point. You know, the point we're trying to get across to you guys, we love Drake, so you gonna hear Drake on the remix. How about that? That's for all the flamethrowers.
Yeah. Drake is good. Yeah. And we love the album. That's right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we love that album. In fact, don't make me play Worst Behavior right now. Don't make me do it. Just don't make me do it. No. Just don't make me do it.
Motherfucker never loved us. Fucker never loved us. You ain't know now, you know now. Still had to scrub J's with a toothbrush. Shit. Niggas still playing my old shit. But your shit is like the police asking us questions. Nigga, we don't know shit. Flex. Nigga.
I told y'all, don't make me. Tribal. It is Tribal Zulu Union tonight. Mucho Magic is what we're going to be doing. And we're going to go ahead and get ready to get started because we got a lot of things. Oh, my goodness, if I keep breaking up. Now, I'm going to have to sing Drake's song, Worst Behavior. They don't want me to sing Worst Behavior. Oh, is that better? Is that any better? Is that better?
It's not. No. It's not.
Okay. All right. I bet you that is Baby Blue playing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Wow. Yeah, you know, we gonna do the, me and Miss Blue are going to do the rap song, though. Since we had to sing, like I said, we won't be doing that again. At least not no Riff Rennie Ripple said. We will not be doing that. But I told Miss Blue we're going to have to rap. Now that I can get down with. Yes. So tonight, Ms. Boo is, she'll be back. She will be back. Tonight, we are going to do a lot of fun exercises. I cannot wait. We are going to get into some channeling exercises with some Hindi words. We're going to talk about do you like my vibe? Are you smarter than a rapper? And we're going to be getting into our tribes. Y'all are so funny. No, I'm not beatboxing. Not right now. And no, I won't be rapping by myself. Miss Blue is going to be joining me. We gon' bust it down on here. Not tonight though. Not tonight. Oh my goodness. Yes, yes, yes. So that is what we are going to do tonight. I'm gonna go ahead and say what's up to our international callers. We did definitely say a shout out to you all earlier, but also wanted to say welcome to you all from all over. I see you all from UK and Jamaica and Trinidad. You all are definitely representing here. Just calling in from everywhere. Africa, Egypt, Australia. Just really, the remix is worldwide, universe-wide. It is all over the place. The Netherlands, Kenya, Canada, Tunisia, France, Barbados, Germany, India, the Bahamas, Philippines, Spain, Egypt, Saudi Arabia, Italy, Greece, Austria, Thailand, Belgium, Brazil, Chile, Lithuania, Nepal, Malaysia. We are all over the place.
All over the place is for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Mm-hmm. You know,
yes.
Just showing out.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you guys. All right. So we did our international shout out. So good to have all of the international listeners joining us here live in the forum tonight. And that's definitely always much appreciated. We know how it is to get up so early in the morning, late at night as well. So it's just good to, have the international listeners in the house tonight. All right, you guys. Well, here we go. We are going to get started, and the first thing that we're going to do is really put everybody so you can choose your. oh my gosh! Oh my gosh, man! Oh my god! Okay, so the first thing that we're going to do is have you choose your teams. That you're going to be. And so we're going to be learning a little bit of Zulu here. So we're going to be choosing your tribe. And we're going to give you a list of the tribes, and you get to tell us what tribe you want to be on. Get yourself over to the Remix Radio page so you can put up what tribe you're going to be in. So we're going to go. We're going to. Yes, yes, OT, you remember this game. 646-652-711 is the number to press 1 when you get on the phone lines, because you're going to want to be on phone lines for this. Trust and believe this. You want to get on the phone lines, and you're going to definitely want to be able to represent your tribe once you get on the phone line. So we're going to give out the Zulu tribe names, and you get to pick what tribe you're going to be on. And I just want to kind of give you guys a heads up. Like, Esther's ass is, like, super keen on remembering what tribe you say. So, you have to switch that up.
Yeah, don't be trying to switch it up. Mm-mm, that's right.
That's your tribe. That's your tribe, okay? Mm-hmm. So, here we go. The Zulu tribes, and we're going to have a total of 1, 2, 3, 4 tribes. We're going to give you the Zulu name, and then we're going to tell you what it means, and so you get to choose, you know, use your magic, use your mojo magic, so that you can pick up your team. By the way, we forgot something here we were going to talk about. You know, I don't know if you guys seen this, but we just kind of want to bring it to your attention since we're talking about the Zulu and all of that energy. American Horror Story. You know, Angela Bassett is going to be playing Marie Laveau, or she is. She's playing Marie Laveau. You know, the New Orleans voodoo priestess, you know, our bad sister coming out of that area. Angela Bassett is playing that, and that series is going on right now. So you definitely want to check that out, American Horror Story. You can actually watch it online. You can go back and you can see all the episodes of it. One of the things that Angela Bassett did, she did an interview and they were asking her, like, were you kind of scared? Did you know about voodoo and voodoo? And she said, no, she didn't, but she was familiar with Marie Laveau. And she actually went to Marie Laveau's tomb so she could walk around and kind of channel that energy. So we all know what that is. Welcome to Angela Bassett. Your life will never be the same.
Never. That's right.
Yeah, so just kind of wanted to put that out there for you guys as we get ready to get started. Okay, so let's get ready to go down the Zulu tribes. The first tribe, the name is...
the Ngiyab tribe.
Ngiyab tribe. That's right.
Yes. Yes.
Ngiyab tribe. Now, the next tribe, here we go.
The Kakaka tribe.
The Kakaka. Kakaka. You want to be part of the Kakaka. Kakaka. I love kaka. All right.
The next one is the Sabakabaka tribe.
Sabakabaka tribe. Sabaka, Sabaka. No, Sabakabaka tribe.
There you go.
And then the last tribe that you can be a part of is
the Uwazi tribe.
Uwazi. Be a part of the Uwazi tribe. Now, let's talk about what these tribes mean. Uwazi is the one with knowledge. That's what it means. Zulu translation. Uwazi is the one with knowledge. So, everybody who wants to be a part of the Uwazi tribe, that's the one with knowledge. Going to go up instead of go back. The Baka Baka, that is blue sky. You want to be a part of the blue sky? Sabaka Baka. Okay. You want to be a part of the ka ka ka. The ka 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 ka. That is the Zulu prince. So can you imagine coming up to your man going ka 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 ka? You know. Ka 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 ka. Zulu prince.
Wow.
And so the next tribe. Okay, say it again. Say it again with me, Esther.
Ngiyab.
The Ngiyab is the great serpent. That can be taken any way you want. You can make that unisex. You can make that androgynous, whatever you want. But that's the great serpent. So there we go. Now, we're curious to know, those of you in the chat room, and those of you all over the world, tell us, what tribe are you a part of? What tribe do you feel that connection with? Kalimar, you part of the...
India.
Tribe. I can see that, Kalimar. Okay.
I can, too.
Okay, Cassidy, you are ka-ka-ka-ka-ka. I see you. I see you. Trying to get over there with them prints. Mm-hmm. Original Titan.
Yeah, Original Titan is Wazzy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wazzy. Okay, Biz 7.
Baka Baka. Mm-hmm.
All right, I see you guys. Okay. All right, Baka Baka. The T S A N, Baka Baka. Okay. So we want you guys to pick your tribes, because whenever you're calling in, even if you're doing something individually.
You know what, Calamar? I really.
Calamar. Really? Calamar said, are these names sexual in some way? I don't know. You part of the great service.
If you want to make them sexual, you know, if that's what Ngiya means to you.
No. The words,
no, they are not Hindi. They are not Hindi.
They
Mm-mm.
are not Hindi words. These are Zulu words.
This is Zulu.
Zulu language. So you're learning a little bit of Zulu here tonight, you know? So here we go. All right. So everybody can pick their tribes, and when you call in, you're going to need to know your tribe's name, okay? And we do
yes.
want Zulu. We want the Zulu energy to come out. So ka, 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 ka. We need all-
Wow.
We need all of that. We need that. So that's
yeah.
what we're going to talk about. So the first thing that we're going to talk about is since we're talking about words,
mm-hmm.
and we want to kind of put this out there for you guys and really kind of get some feedback. What words do you feel need to be taken out of the conscious community and why? So press one. What words do you feel need to be we need to just get rid of it, zap it, take it completely out of the conscious community, and why? 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 when you get on the phone line so that you can share. If you're an international caller, you can always call the U.S. country code and then dial 466-522-2711 and press 1, or you can Skype in, because we would love to hear your answers. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be individual, but yes, you are going to still be representing your team when you call in. Your tribe. You're going to be with your tribe. You're going to be representing that. You need to call in, and you definitely can put it on the Remix family page as well, but you can call in. All right, so we're going to go to the phone line. Calling in from area code 615, you're live at the Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Miss Sue.
Hi.
Hi, Miss Esther. How are you?
Hey, peace. Who's
this
on the line?
Cassidy.
Hey, Cassidy. Cassidy, what tribe you represented first?
Kaka-kaka.
Kaka-kaka. Look at that.
Kaka-kaka.
I love that we done added another ka on there. It's kaka-kaka.
Kaka-kaka.
Kaka-kaka. But Cassidy, let me ask you, out of all of the Zulu tribes that we gave out, what was it about kaka-kaka that just kind of drew you in?
I like the way it sounds.
Mm-hmm.
Got a nice rhythm to it.
It
and
sure
then
does.
When I found out it was the prince, I was like, oh, yeah, that's
mm-hmm.
all.
That's your tribe right there. Okay.
That's so, all me.
All right. So what word, Chastity, do you feel need to be taken out of the conscious community, and why?
The word conscious. Just
why?
Stop it.
Why?
Because, you know, if you awake, like physically awake, you're conscious. So, like, I mean, people put all this stuff on being conscious, and I don't even think people know what that is anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I thought I was conscious, I wasn't conscious at all. And I've been seeing a lot of so-called conscious people doing stuff like, you know what, that's what I say. Like, for real, like, everywhere. Facebook, mm-hmm. you know, just wherever. And I'm like, you don't need to call yourself, or rather, we need to call ourselves something different than you. Because I think conscious is not really in a box, but it's just people don't know what it is anymore. You know what I'm saying? And it's like people get this vibe that you got to, like, cut off all your hair or lock it and, you know, whatever it is. They just get this thing about what consciousness is. And I think we just need to throw it out the window and be done with it.
There you go.
Okay. All right. I feel you on that. I definitely can feel you on that because that's a word. I think that's a big one for a lot of people. So that's it. Well, thanks for representing Kala Kaka and the Zulu. All right. Peace and love.
No problem. Thank you.
All right. The next caller calling in from 570. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Good night, Miss Lou. Good night, Esther.
Good night.
Peace.
Good night to the remix also.
Mm-hmm. Who's on the line, please?
This is Amanda calling from PA.
Okay, greetings.
Hey, Amanda.
PA. All right, Amanda. What tribe are you on? What tribe are you representing tonight?
The Uwazi tribe.
Uwazi.
And so what was it about Uwazi that just kind of pulled you in?
The meaning of the word Uwazi, one with knowledge.
Uwazi. I can see that. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So give us your word that you feel should we just kick it out the conscious community, throw it in the trash, leave it alone, don't deal with it no more.
I would say the word black feminism.
Black feminism.
Wow. That's a good one right there. So tell us a little bit, like kind of kick some things with us on that. And what sort of kind of got you to that conclusion there?
Because listening to Umar Johnson's show when he comes on the remix, and he just speaks about, like, why black feminism is not, like, it's not our fight. Like Caucasian women, like, they were the ones
right.
who were, like, trying to, when they were in jobs, trying to compete, get to the top, because the white men always told them, well, your job is to be at home watching the children and, you know, fixing me supper when I get home. But when it comes to, like, black women, that does not apply to them because we've always been in the image of us being oversexed and all of the negative connotation that came along with the black image, black woman image. So for me, it's just never our fight.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Mm-hmm. I love that. You representing your tribe. Representing.
Yes. The one with knowledge.
Yes. The one with knowledge. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. Beautiful. Beautiful. Hold the line. Wow. You guys getting it in for the tribes tonight. We got a surprise for you guys because it wouldn't be Tribal Zulu Union Mojo Magic. And it wouldn't be the remix if we didn't. So we're going to bring somebody on. And this brother that we're getting ready to bring on is no stranger to the remix by far. And, you know, I'm curious to know, you know, we're going to have to see, you know, which Zulu tribe he gets down with. And see what he's coming to bring on for us tonight. So we're going to go to the phone lines and just bring him right on in. Peace and greetings.
Peace. How's everything?
Everything is beautiful.
Peace.
For those of you who don't know, that is Dr. U on the line.
Hey, Dr. U.
I'm still out here on the road. It's raining out here. And so I'm just I had to sneak into the call line because the lines were full. It's been a mess, you know.
Yeah, we are really definitely getting it in. We're having one of our Zulu, you know, our tribal shows tonight, and we kind of got everybody in their Zulu tribe, you know, kind of broken the tribes. I don't know if you got a chance to hear it. We got four different tribes going on, and so we're going to give you the names of the tribes. We're just curious to see, you know, which tribe you'll represent tonight, you know, just while you're stopping by real quick. So we're going to give you the names of the tribes. We're going to tell you what the names mean. We're going to give you the Zulu names of the tribes. And then you get to say which tribe you kind of, you know, the one you kind of flowing with. All right. Let's start from the bottom to the top. Are you ready?
All right. The first tribe is Uwazi. And Uwazi is someone with knowledge.
Okay.
The next tribe is Sabakabaka, which is blue sky, Sabakabaka. The next one is, it's blue sky. Mm-hmm. Okay. The next one is Ka Kaka, which is a Zulu prince.
Okay.
A Zulu prince. And then the last one is Ngiyab, which is the great serpent.
I think I'm going to roll with Uwazi.
Uwazi. Uwazi represented.
Yeah, the one with knowledge. And definitely for you guys who do not know, Dr. Yu is definitely a brother with knowledge. He's been on the remix several times. He is also the brother who does the introduction that you love so much. That is rapping there on the remix. And by the way, tonight we have a segment called Are You Smarter Than a Rapper?
Oh, yeah.
That's why you talk to you tonight, because he's a pretty smart rapper. He's a holistic practitioner that has shared his mission and his wealth of healing, both the whole family, the community, all over the world, with brothers and sisters, and is doing amazing things. You can check him out on Facebook and check him out on his website and get at him. He does one-on-one consultation. Amazing brother. Been very instrumental in my path, in my journey, and I love him to death. And so I'm so glad that that he's able to come on and share with us tonight. So, Dr. Yu, I'm going to have you kind of spit a little something for us and then let everybody know what you've been up to. And, we'll go from there.
Okay. Let me see. All right. You helped me to rise up, open my eyes up. I wish I could have did the same for you, change your view. Maybe I did in a way too disguised up for us to relate to because of our angles. The misunderstanding of each other's planning and manners are handling these contaminants we're cramming in. Fastened in fascination and how we can't pull the anti-gravitational pushing to stay cool. Cool, I guess. Gotta move how to do suggest. But it may take a few to reduce the stress that it used to nest. I thought in every season with every reason to progress. So I trust that the future's best left as is. Instead of trying to recreate more fire up out of them ashes, the last wish is to thank you and the universe for putting me in the shoes this past fit. See, it's better to grow and let go. Roll with the natural flow that says so. Because if you let time pass with your grip fully intact and what you're holding will be pulling you back. Sometimes it is better to grow and let go. Roll with the natural flow that says so. Because if you let time pass with your grip fully intact, then what you're holding will be pulling you back.
Yes. Everyone is loving it. They said yes, legendary.
Yes.
Beautiful.
That was
awesome,
Dr. Yu.
Yes. So, Dr. Yu, why don't you share with us? I know you got a lot of things going on. You're always doing nature walks, always doing workshops, always doing healing. You're always doing all kinds of things. when it comes to enlightening us to holistic health and really and wellness. Let everybody know how they can get in touch with you, get involved. I know you're going to be coming on the remix soon. We're working that out as well, too.
Cool. Yeah, you can reach me at area code 202-469-0264. That's area code 202-469-0264. My website is YEW360.com. That's YEW360.com. And you can catch me on Facebook also, facebook.com/DOCTAYEW. facebook.com/DOCTAYEW. Right now I'm staying in the D.C., Maryland area, D.C., Maryland, Northern Virginia. So anybody out in that area, definitely feel free to reach out and connect anytime. But in this area here, I'm doing a couple workshops coming up. I'm doing one on pain relief like arthritis and gout, inflammation, injury recovery. There's a whole bunch of people out here in D.C. walking around with canes and crutches and, you know, and wheelchairs. And so, you know, I'm just trying to be in touch with the needs of the people out here. So that's something that I'm doing not tomorrow but next Saturday, which is going to be in Silver Spring, Maryland. So if you're interested, if you're in the area, definitely come on out. Or, you know, you can find the information on Facebook, or you can call me directly or text me, you know, to find out the information on that. 949 Bonifant Street in downtown Silver Spring at Kiyari Cassell Martial Arts Academy. And a week, Saturday after that, I'm doing a workshop in D.C. on overcoming depression.
You know, which is going to very
be
good.
At, the Institute of Spiritual Enlightenment in D.C., which is, if I remember correctly, 6230 3rd Street Northwest, Suite Number 5. But, you know, again, you can contact me for any information on that. You know, I know with the season changing and people being indoors more, plus
these
other external factors, the state government shutdown and, you know, all of this other stuff going on, you know, people losing their jobs, economy, and this and that, all these other illusions. You know, people are a lot more prone to depressive states around this time. So definitely reach out, come on out to that if you can make it. Whole bunch of other stuff going on in between time. And, you know, so definitely just keep up with me. Facebook is good, or by phone.
Beautiful, beautiful. They are sending you kisses in the chat room. Definitely beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. One of the things before you get ready to go, the other question, what we're kind of going through right now, Dr. Yu, is if there was a word that you wanted to take out of the conscious community, what would that word be if you could take one?
That's a good one. I mean, I would say revolution.
Why revolution?
Revolution.
Okay, go ahead.
Because that's an overused term, and just about everybody who uses it is not doing anything that's in conjunction with revolution, unless you're talking about revolution in the sense of going around in circles.
Mm-hmm.
So, I would definitely remove that word from the vocabulary.
All right.
To be more evolution and less revolution.
All right. Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you, Dr. Yu.
It's an honor to be here, sis.
Yes, you can hang out as long as you like.
Peace to you as well.
Yes.
All right. Well, peace and blessings. All right. Peace. That was beautiful. Dr. Yu came and hung out with us, even got in with his own. and pick that up. It's just all amazing. We're going to keep going to the phone lines because we do want to hear what word would you take out of the conscious community. So far, are we conscious?
Mm-hmm.
Black feminism. And we have revolution. So we're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area 908, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Good night. This is Key from Jersey.
All right. Good night.
Hey, Key from Jersey.
Good night. Good night. You want to tell us what tribe you representing?
Yes. The serpent, Uwagi.
Ingiab.
Ingiab.
Yeah. So what was it, Key, about the great serpent, Ingiab, the Zulu tribe? What was it about that sort of just kind of called you?
Well, when you say serpent, I just see S. So I like see the eternal sway from side to side, like very sensual, you know, like.
Yeah.
Kind of sexy and, you know, in that feminine energy.
That's beautiful. I see that.
Mm-hmm.
The Kundalini. Yeah.
Hey, your fellow tribe member, Calamar, is saying she told us. She was asking about the sexual energy. So thank you, Keith from Jersey, who's also in the Ingiab tribe, for explaining to us that. Thank you.
Thanks, Callie. I feel you.
All right. Beautiful. All right. What word is it that you'd like to take out of the conscious community? If you could just take a word, zap it out, what would that word be?
Spiritual.
Interesting. Spiritual. Why spiritual? Shed some
light. Relative to conscious, just because people put spiritual like up on a pedestal, not to say that it's anything wrong with being spiritual, so to speak, but they kind of have a false meaning behind it, like it's everything is supposed to be good and positive and just, you know, always cookies and ice cream, and it ain't, or peaches and cream, you know what I'm saying?
It's more
so about self-realization, about truth, you know, mm-hmm. and sometimes, a lot of the times, you know, truth is not always pretty if you've never recognized it before, so I would just That's what I would say. That's annoying to me.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Love that. Love that reflection. Thank you for that. That's a great one. Hold the line, please. Hold the line.
Thank you. Good night.
All right. That was good. That was good. We're going to go to the next caller. Call in from area code 504. 504?
Yeah, hello?
Yes, greetings.
Peace.
Yeah, how y'all doing tonight? This is Javan from New Orleans. How y'all doing?
Wonderful.
I'm a part of the Kaka tribe.
Oh,
Kaka. Okay.
Let us say it for you, Javan. Kaka.
Kaka. Yeah.
We got Kaka. Kaka. We got a ca-ca on the line.
Ca-ca-ca.
Okay, all right. And so what would be the word that you would take out of the conscious community?
I would say morality. I don't know if people mm-hmm. really use that, but I know people. That, I'm just saying for myself, it kind of caused it. They're playing duality, going to be in conflict with yourself, so... I mean, morality, because wrong and right is only based on the people that you, you know, that you're dealing with, all the culture that you're dealing with. Like, it's just, you know what I mean? This shit more about being open to me, you know?
I love that. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. Now, you are getting, Javan, a special request from the chat room from one of your fellow tribe
members.
And they're saying that you are supposed to be prince because you're the man. You're the ka-ka-ka. And so they're saying you need to say that with your chest. So we want to hear remember.
Mm-hmm.
We want to hear that.
All right. Ka-ka-ka.
That's what I'm saying.
There you go. There you go.
That is all right for you. I'm reading my up.
That sounds bad. Don't do that. Oh, love it. Love it. All right. Well, hold the line. That was beautiful, Jerron. Oh.
Peace.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
We're going to go to the next caller, calling in from area code 201. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are, what your Zulu tribe is, and what word you're going to take out of the conscious
Hi.
Community.
Hi. My name's Brittany, and I'm from the Savaka Baka.
Okay, Brittany. So
Brittany.
Let's go back to, say it again, Brittany, what tribe are you with?
The Savaka Baka, Blue Skies.
Okay, you with the Blue Skies. So what kind of got you with the Blue Skies, Brittany?
It just sounded like optimism. It just resonated with me. It just sounded nice.
Yeah, beautiful, beautiful. Okay, and so what word would you take out of the conscious community?
Probably awakening. I feel like it divides and separates. I mean, and whose definition is, you know, one or the other?
Give us an example of that. That was good, but kind of give us a little bit more when you say awakening.
You know, when I'm trying to see how I can put this in good words. When people say, like, oh, they, you know, meditated and they had this beautiful awakening and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, for others that have not experienced that yet, it can, you know.
Yes.
We're all supposed to be one. It's all supposed to be divided.
And
what's one person's definition of that and the other?
Okay. All right. Well, beautiful. Well, thank you for sharing that. And thank you for representing your tribe, because you're the first one of you're the first one. You're the first one from your tribe to call in. Beautiful. Thank you so much. Hold the line. We're going to go to the next caller, calling in from area code 470. You're live in the ring. Please tell us who you are, where you're calling from.
470. You're live in the ring. Please tell us who you are,
where
you're calling from.
We're going to probably have to come back to 470.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got a lot going on.
A lot going on over there.
A lot going on. We're going to go back to the next caller, calling in from area code 440. You're live in the remix. Please, you are.
We're
going
to go back to the next caller, calling in from area code 440. You're live in the remix.
We
can't hear you, 440.
Definitely cannot. Take your phone off mute. We'll come back to them. Hopefully blog is not messing up. We're going to go to the next caller calling in. You know, it amazes me. If you call in, you better know why you're calling in. 505.
Yeah.
In the remix. 505.
Oh, geez. I just pressed one. Bang!
We're just jumping around. We're picking people. Tell us who's on the line. You're not surprised you pressed one. Tell us why you're calling in.
This is Sunshine Ryan. I'm calling in because I'm part of the Ingyab tribe.
Wait.
Okay. All right.
Hold on.
The
Great Serpent. Okay. So tell us what attracted you to the Great Serpent.
An affinity for serpents. Well, not serpents, but reptiles in general. I've had experiences with them that were
I guess, sort of blessed in a way. I mean, I've been in places where they were, and at times when they were asleep, they let me know where they were because they were hidden, but I could have easily stepped on them. And sometimes I'd have kids with me, and they could have easily stepped on them. And so these, and I'm talking about young rattlesnakes, the ones that when they hit you, it's like it's over because they don't let go. An older snake will let go, but a young rattler won't let go. But anyway, so long story short, I have this, they always let me know where they are.
Okay, okay. So that's your connection. And what is your word that you would take out of the conscious community?
Oh, no, that's the hard one. Take something out of the conscious community. Try.
What is it?
T-R-Y, try.
Try? Tell
yeah,
us how
like,
try is in the conscious community, and then tell us how to take it out.
So it's framed around, well, we need to be trying to do this, and we need to be trying to do that. And,
okay,
and,
good.
ain't nobody in the 2 million viewers listening that don't know why that needs to be taken out. So,
okay. All right. So you want to take out try? Yeah, I agree with you on that try. Beautiful, beautiful. All right. Well, thank you for calling in.
Thank you, Sunchild.
All right, I'm hanging.
All right. All right, you guys. So, really, really good. Some great words that we have. We still have lots more that we still want to cover, will cover with you guys as we continue here live in the remix and working with the tribes here. And so next, we want to, you know, see everybody who's in their tribe again. We see all the tribes out there. Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Be all of you who are part of your tribes, and you guys can hit us up on Twitter as well, and you can also hit us up on
Facebook. Yes.
Well, you can hit us up on Facebook, and if you still want to share what word you feel needs to be taken out of the conscious community, you can press one, or you can come over to the Remix Radio page. We would love to hear what you feel should be taken out of, what word you feel should be taken out. Just having a lot of fun here tonight. Don't forget, we'll be doing the show on Sunday night as well. Imani Valentino will be back in the remix. And we're going to be talking about relationships then. So just the weekend, you know, on the remix where we're doing that. I see quite a few of you guys are over on the Remix Radio page, and you've shared your thoughts about the words that you feel needs to be taken out. Let's see this one. It says, I think whenever it comes to the mind, should be natural and a person's vibe or his vibe. Believe it's like you say you know your magic. Ah. So you believe that should be taken out? Not understanding. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Call in if you can.
call it
if you can. Yeah.
Definitely. We would love to see that. So we're going to go back to the phone lines because I believe we have some more on the phone lines, more of you guys on the phone lines. So we're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 954. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from and what Zulu tribe.
Good evening, connected. Miss Zulu and
yes.
Esther. Can you all hear me?
We certainly
yes, we can hear you.
Okay, mm-hmm. Perfect. I chose to be a part of the Ingiaba tribe.
Mm-hmm.
Great Serpent.
Mm-hmm.
Who is this on the line?
Oh, I'm sorry. This is Kavina from Hollywood, Florida.
Oh, hey, Kavina.
Hey, yeah. You all. I feel like the word sex magic should be taken out of the conscious community. or
sex
more so
magic. Is that what she said?
Yes.
Ah, sex magic.
I think because a lot of us haven't really taken the time to do like the astute studies on it, and so many of us are using it just to kind of gain the different pleasures, like the physical pleasures that we want and that we see fit, not really gaining the full understanding of how it was then and how it should be practiced now. And so I think that there's a lot of conscious pimps in the community.
Kavina, I just want you to know there is a revolution. Another word that we said we were going to get rid of. There's a revolution in the chat room about that.
The act should be taken out of, just more so the word.
There you go. There you go.
It should be thrown around because I don't think that the action of sex magic, no, not that at all. But I mean, like, the word, it's just being, like, thrown around like hot air balloons. And every time you talk, run around, yeah, I want a threesome, it's sex magic. I want a trisome, it's sex magic. It's like everything's sex magic in any hole, you know? And there's no basis or premise around it. So that's just my thoughts.
I love it. That's beautiful, Kavina.
All right. Thank you, Aunt.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kavina. That's definitely something for you magic makers out there. I noticed that you guys are jumping up and down because she said, hey, get rid of sex magic. And that's exactly what she's talking about. You get exactly what she said. Why? It should be taken out.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. That
That's right, Kavina.
Kavina said y'all know exactly what y'all are doing. Y'all just pimping sex magic, talking about threesomes and quadsomes
and foursomes, and
any hoe.
Not that hoe, any hoe, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Eldridge Terrell talking about, and I want to you know what? Oh, my goodness. Okay, you guys. We're going to go. We're going to go on. Yes, we got to get it together. We do got to get it together. All right, we're going to go to the next call. Calling in from area code 201. You're live in the mix. Please tell us who you are.
I already talked to you guys.
Oh, you already talked to us. Okay, so
yeah,
hold the line.
Sorry.
That's all right. No need to be sorry. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 855. You're live in the remix.
Yes, Miss Blue. Good night, Miss Blue. And good night.
Good night. Night.
Yes,
night.
This is Griffin. I'm calling from Jamaica.
Calling from
Jamaica, Griffin.
And I got one word. That
okay,
wait. What tribe are you on?
Oh,
with? I didn't even get a tribe. Oh.
You got to get a tribe. Mm-hmm. You want to be ka.
Or so ka is the Zulu prince. Then you got Sabaka Baka, which is blue sky. You got Uwazi, which is the one with knowledge. And then you got Ngiyab, which is the great serpent.
Ooh.
Feeling that serpent.
I'm feeling that serpent right there. Yeah, so I'll go with that one.
All right.
All right, there you go. All right, so next, I want you to tell us, Griffin, what word do you feel should be taken out of the conscious community?
Crazy.
Crazy.
Yeah. Okay.
And I'm going to say why.
Okay, yes, we're waiting.
Because what's crazy to me may not be crazy to you. And sometimes when we use that word crazy, it means something else to someone. So, you know, some persons just say, oh, they acting crazy or they being crazy, but crazy can also be positive. So,
Tell us how crazy, because it seems like somebody who want to defend crazy. I'm just saying. I mean, no, I'm teasing.
Yeah, I understand.
But no, that's a beautiful analogy you brought. You know, because there's crazy, and then there is crazy.
Insane.
Crazy.
Crazy to me is different from being insane. So
there you go. Okay, beautiful. Thank you for that, Griffin.
You're welcome, guys.
Thank you, Griffin.
Hold the line, boy. The great serpents are representing tonight.
Ingiab. Yes, they are.
Yeah. We're going to go to the next caller online. I think we got another surprise here. Calling in from 504.
Oh.
Greetings.
Hello?
Yes, greetings.
Greetings. Hey, what's going on, Remix? How you doing, Miss Blue? Miss Ashley, what's going on?
Hello.
Greetings. Yeah, this is Jerome calling from New Orleans.
Jerome
from New Orleans.
Yeah, Jerome from New Orleans. What's going on, y'all? Great. Yeah, everything good. Well, yeah, I'm calling to check in. Can you give me the name of that first tribe again? Because I'm kind of feeling that first tribe.
Ingiab.
Yeah. I'm feeling some energy from that Ingiab tribe. You know what I'm saying? Plus, I feel like to make a nice T-shirt too. If I walk around with an Ingiab T-shirt on, I think I will. It just sounds good. Yeah.
You know, it's interesting energy with this Ingiab, because that's like the great serpent. You know, that Ingiab.
Right.
And a lot of people are vibing with that tonight. You know, we got a lot of folks in the Ingiab tribe, you know. We got those other tribes, but the Ingiab, yeah.
Yeah, but I hate to go against the grain a little bit, because I can't come. I mean, I'm receptive to the conscious community, and I love it all. So I can't come up with a word to take away. I mean, it's constantly growing and evolving. I think I'm more trying to figure out what words could we add to it and kind of build. So, you know, I hate to be that odd man out, but, you know, that's pretty much where I'm at with it right now. Yeah.
All right. Well, give us a word. Yeah. Give us the word.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't have it just yet, but I just wanted to plant that seed, and maybe somebody else can water it and we can grow, but that's pretty much where I'm at with it. You know?
Wait a minute. You said you're going to go against the grain, but then you said you don't have a word to give us to go against the grain with.
It's okay if I don't, right?
Well, I mean, yes, but you can give
is it okay or not? Because once you say yeah, but, you injecting doubt. So I mean,
no,
you're gonna make it all right,
okay.
Then you're not gonna make it all right. Okay, then it's not okay. Okay, well, I mean, hey. Let's work together. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you want me to come up with the word. I'm not concerned about intellectual property. We can share it. Shit, not by yours. What is it?
Oh, my goodness.
So whatever, that's the shit. You know? Yeah. What is it? It's all good. Y'all crazy. Y'all crazy. Yeah, but that definitely, it's all good, though. But, yeah, I'm inky out all the way. Man, thanks for having me, guys. Y'all crazy.
Here's the thing that I will say your idea. One of the things, because we are looking at it in a holistic way, that every word belongs to conscious community. So the idea about taking away is almost kind of like the movie 1,000 Words, like less is better.
Mm-hmm.
And so about not not having so many different ways to define or to say one thing. Like
redundancy, removing redundancy. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep.
Remove the redundancy out of it. Like, take for instance the tribe that you're in. Like, the word actually in English is three words. It means the great serpent. Now, imagine how you can feel when you stick your chest out and you walk in nice and tall and you say the tribe, the Zulu tribe that you connect with. Say the word. What's the
right.
word?
Yeah. I get it. I miss. What is it again? I forgot it. It's hard to pronounce. What is it?
Yes.
Ndiab.
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 With the B on the end.
With
yeah,
the B on the
Ndiab.
Ndiab. Okay, mm-hmm. I got it.
So
yeah, it'll take some practice, but I get it.
Yeah, it's still that same concept. Like, you get a whole nother vibe from Ndiab versus saying the great serpent. So, you know, it's that same kind of concept. So imagine tomorrow you could just look mm-hmm. somebody and go, Ndiab.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the way they look, hope they look at me the same way. But I totally get it. I understand. Yeah. They might be looking at me sideways. But okay,
Drow.
Yeah.
He does, Drow.
Yeah. All right, man. I'll talk to y'all.
I'm kidding.
Please.
Yes, that is.
I love you. See y'all.
Love you too. That's a genius right there. One of my brothers there. Love him to death. beautiful, you guys. Well, listen, we still have more things to come, more things that we're going to be doing. And matter of fact, I think this is the perfect time for us to transition so we go to the next thing that we're going to be doing. And this has to do with what is your vibe. So we're going to be talking about what is your vibe. And so, again, we're going to be calling you up by tribe. So those of you who have your hand up right now, I want you to press star 6. Is it star 6? Yeah, star 6. Take your hands down, because then we're going to call on you.
It's 1, right?
Oh, yeah. Press 1. I'm sorry. Star 1. I'm in another dimension. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So press star 1 and take your hand down. 917, you just put your hand up. Take your hand down. Press 1. Press 1 so you can take your hands down. And then we're going to go to the next exercise, and we're going to be calling you up by tribes. And once we call you up by tribes, you'll get a chance to represent your tribe. You'll get a chance to do that. And so we're going to be talking about vibes here. All right, you guys ready? I still see quite a few of you with your hands up, but it's okay. Phone lines are open. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. And let's see. Which one, Esther, we're going to go first? Which one are we going to use first? Because we're going to be giving clues. We're going to call for the tribe to come up, and then we're going to go from there. So what do you want to go first?
How about the Kakaka tribe?
Oh, Kakaka. Okay. Okay, so Kakaka. So we're going to go to the phone lines because I believe we have some Kakaka on the line calling in from area code 757. You're live in the remix. Is this one of the Kakaka? 757?
Yes, you're talking to Elder Kashiba.
Okay. Who you today? You who today? Elder Kashiba.
Who am I today? I'm on my air, so you had to tell me to try.
Okay. Okay, so you don't know the tribe again. So, Esther, you want to give her the tribe?
Yes, it is the Ndiab tribe, which is the great serpent. The Kakaka, which is the Zulu prince. The Sibakabaka, which is the blue sky. And then the Uwazi, which is the one with knowledge.
Okay. Oh, okay. So I'm which one, which tribe you think I am?
You pick it, which one you want to be.
Think it was the Miller one.
The Kakaka or the Sabakabaka?
The Sabakabaka.
Okay, Sabakabaka is the blue sky. Okay, all right.
All right, representing. Okay, so you're the first one on the line. What we're going to do is we're going to be talking about crystals. And as you guys know, crystals are one of our favorite things.
Yes, yes. We were starting with the Kakaka tribe, though. Not
yes.
The Sabakabaka.
Oh, okay. So hold the line for us because we're looking for, we need a Kakaka.
Yes. We need a Kakaka. Mm-hmm.
Yes. So hold the line for us, all right? So hold the
okay.
line. All right. So anybody who's a part of the Kakaka, we need you to dial or press 1 when you get on the phone. So we need some Kakaka. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 when you get on the phone line because we do need a Kakaka. So we need somebody who's a part of the Kakaka tribe. Let's see. We'll go to 201. Let's see. 201, you're live in the remix.
Oh, I'm on the other one.
Okay. Can you press 1? Yeah, take your hands
yes,
down. Can you press 1?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
So the Kakaka tribe is Chastity, Black Majesty, Queen 972, Explicit, New Birth, JaVale.
Oh.
Those are all... The Kakaka.
All right. So 615.
Hey, y'all.
Hey. All right. So tell us who you are again. Tell us what tribe you're representing, and then we're going to get started.
Kakaka.
All right. Kakaka. All right.
Mm-hmm.
And tell everybody who's on the line.
This is Chaz.
All right. So, Chastity, what we're going to be doing is we're actually going to be giving you some clues, and this is a crystal. And so you're going to get an opportunity to guess what kind of crystal this is based on the clues
mm-hmm.
that we give you. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Esther, you want to go first?
Sure. All right. You won't have to worry about any negative bitch assness when I'm around. I'm here to protect, to draw out, and to restore.
Mm-hmm. Okay. This is when I'm near you, whenever I'm close to you, I'm going to make sure that you stay 100% focused. You're not going to get sidetracked. You ain't got to worry about that. And I definitely am going to force you to take a look in the mirror.
Hmm. Clear quartz?
That's not it.
Mm-mm.
That's not it. So... hold the line, though, Chastity. We're going to go to another one of your tribe members and see if they're able to get it. So let's see if you're with Kakaka. You need to call in. 919, tell us who you are, your tribe, and what crystal you believe it is.
Taryn, my tribe is Kakaka, and I think, what do you think? I'd say, can you read it to me again?
Yo, you don't have to worry about any negative bitch-ass energy when I'm around. I'm here to protect, to draw out, and restore.
Mm-hmm. One of my main purposes is going to be to make sure that you stay focused and also make sure that you take a good look in the mirror and make sure that you get rid of all illusions.
Is it sunstone?
Nah, that's
no.
not it. Good try. Hold the line. All right, one more try for Ka Ka Ka. We're going to go to 440-440-440 to tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Where are you calling from?
What tribe is that?
This is Tinsai, the 913, formerly known as Punk. What's up?
Oh. What up?
What up?
What you think, explicit?
Okay, so what tribe are you with?
I'm representing the Ka Ka Ka.
You know what?
Oh my goodness. Okay, so what crystal is it?
I want to say the black onyx.
That's not it. But great try.
Great try.
Line, hold the line. Okay. So we're not going to give that away. That'll just be for the Ka Ka Ka. So we're going to go to the next tribe, and we're going to give them an opportunity with the next crystal. And so what's the next tribe we're going to try?
Let's go to the Uwazis. Let's go to the Uwazi.
Uwazi 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 when you get on the phone line. All of my Ka Ka Ka, go ahead and press 1 so you can take your hand down so we can make sure we get Uwazi tribe on the line. We're going to go to the phone lines calling in from area code 570. Please tell us who you are, where you're calling from, and what tribe you're representing.
This is Amanda from PA.
Okay, Amanda from PA.
And I'm one of the Uwazi tribe.
And you're part of the Uwazi tribe?
Yes.
Okay. All right, Amanda.
All right.
Let's see. Whenever I am close to you, I definitely am going to make sure that you're ready for anything that you're facing and help you to be able to make good and sound judgment.
I will help you be more in touch with yourself and others. If you feel the need to relax, holla at me.
We're
you
waiting
there,
on-
I would say fluorite.
Say it again.
Fluorite.
No, that's not. Not it, but a great try. Definitely
good try.
Hold the line. We need some more of your teammates online to see if we can do this. Let's see some more. You got 646-652-2711 is the number to call. I know we have more. Who's a part of
Yes, Original Titan, Autumn, Polarity, Davina. Dr. Yu was a part of it. And then Amanda, who was just on.
All right. So press 1, 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 so you can help your teammates out. So you guys can get this. You need to press 1 on the phone line, and I just don't see you guys there. I'm going to try one of these numbers here, but I don't believe this is part of the tribe. Let's see. Calling in from area code 470. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are, where you're calling from.
Calling in from area code 470. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are, where you're calling from.
470s just listening. Let's go to the next caller calling in from area code 781. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are, where you're calling from.
My name is Shanice, calling from Boston.
All right, Shanice, calling from Boston. You want to tell us what tribe you're calling, representing?
I literally just called in, and I didn't think you would call my number, so I just called into the show, so I'm not sure.
Why you press one?
I'm sorry, Ms. Blue. I didn't mean to waste your time. I just pressed one. I didn't think you was going to pick me.
She's just saying, I want to press one. I want to be seen. Okay, that's okay. We're glad to have you here. Just hold the line, okay?
Okay.
All right. We're going to go to the next caller. Y'all are too funny. Calling in from area code 414. You're live in remix. please tell us who you are, where you're calling from, and what tribe you're representing.
Hey, Ms. Blunt, co-host Esther.
Thank you.
And I'm representing the Uwazi tribe.
Okay. And what is it?
Well, I got two stones in mind. I'm thinking that I thought the agate, but I'm gonna say instead the blue solidite.
Nah, those are good tries, but that's not it.
Okay,
but
you're talking to somebody who ain't got that many crystals anyway, so I'm just trying to look at what I got and trying to guess.
Right. But that's good. I can see how both of those, you could kind of be led to that. Yeah, that was a good try, but that's not it. But thank you. Hold the line.
Thank you.
All right. The one with knowledge, where y'all at?
Mm-hmm.
Where y'all at? 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 if you're part of the... Can't even say the tribe name now. See?
Uwazi.
If you're part of the Uwazi tribe, press 1 so you can get on the phone line so you can help your tribe out. Your tribe's trying to guess. We'll give you another clue. Press 1, and we'll give you guys an opportunity so you can see if you can guess. All right. So we're going to go to the next caller, 757.
Yes, I'm the Empress Kashiba. I'm calling about the tribe of Uwazi. I was calling Uwazi.
Okay, and you want to be on the Uwazi tribe now. Okay, we got you. All right, good deal. Okay. And what's the stone?
I think it's the crystal.
Be a little bit more detailed for us.
The white stone, you know, like shining, like power, energy, power. You know, the crystal. I'm trying to think of the other stones. I do get into stones, and the color that I'm looking at is like it's mixed. When you look at it, you can see red in it, and you can blue in.
You know, that's interesting there, but that's not it.
Not it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but that was a good try. Good try. Thank you for that. Hold the line. All right. The one with knowledge.
I think we got to move on. We got to go. We got to move on, y'all.
Gotta move on. Y'all didn't get it.
Y'all didn't get it, ones with knowledge. Okay. Let's go to Ingiab next.
Yes, Ingiab. You know, Ingiab, where you guys at? Press 1, Ingiab. Ingiab. 646-652-2711, Ingiab. Okay, let's see. 954, Ingiab. 954.
Yes, hello.
Okay. All right. Okay. So we're getting ready to give you your clues here. All right. Go.
All right. No need to feel inadequate when I'm around. I will energize your mind, body, and spirit and help you break down the veil of illusions.
Okay.
The first thing that...
Oh, go ahead. You want to get...
Right. You want another clue?
Go ahead.
All right. One of the things for me, whenever I'm around, it is all about. It really is all about. I want to laugh so bad, you guys. Hold on. It's all about really, really helping you tap into your creativity. Helping you to reflect. You'll never have to worry about anything negative coming towards you because I will send it right back where it came from.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, I'm going to go with my first mind, which was to say citrine.
You said citrine. No, but
I can see how it could be,
because citrine doesn't hold any negative energy, so I could see that. But remember, I said I'm a send it back and say I didn't hold.
Yeah, that's where it got tricky, and I was like, don't do a brain freeze, but I did one.
It was a good try though, citrine, because citrine doesn't hold any negative energy. But remember, I'm sending it back. So hold the line.
Okay,
all right, we're going to go to the rest of your tribe here. Calling in from area code 505.
Yes.
Are you by the slightest chance trying to make fun of us?
No.
I'm teasing.
Now, would
go
I
ahead.
Do that?
Of course you would, but come on.
Shit, I'm a sad. Now, you know her. Now, you know how we do.
Oh, gosh. All right. So tell everybody your tribe and tell them who you are, and then let's see if you got it.
And this is Sunshine Ra, New Mexico. Was that what I was supposed to say?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, so... I can only name one stone?
Yes, you can name one stone. Now, if you want, we can give you some more clues, or if you feel you got it with the clues you got, you can go for it.
Okay. So, I was going to say turquoise, but I think it might be obsidian.
No. I can see how you could say turquoise, but... No, that's not it. But great guess.
Good try, yeah.
Yeah. Hold the line. Y'all are coming up really good ones, though. Really good ones. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 214.
Hello?
Yes, greetings.
Yes, this is Happy. And what's this tribe name again? How you say it?
Ingiab.
Yeah, that's my tribe.
Yeah. Ingiab. Okay. And so, do you need more clues or what you want?
Yeah, give me a clue right quick.
Okay. Whenever I'm around, I'm going to help you with your confidence and with your with your self-esteem. And in ancient times, I was used as a mirror in ancient Mexico.
Yeah. I keep harm and danger away from you, and I help to protect against people who are overly critics of you?
Yeah, I don't know it. But I'm going to say Quartz. I don't know what crystal it is. I don't know.
Okay, that's a really good guess, but that's not it. That's not it.
That was close. All right.
Okay, hold the line. Okay, looks like we have another one of the tribe members. 678, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are, where you're calling from, and your tribe.
Hi, this is Jessica. I'm calling from Atlanta.
Okay,
hey, Jessica.
Good night, people. Good night. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm sorry. My tribe is Indiab, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And, okay, can I ask a question first? Can I ask, the chat on before?
Yes.
Okay. Did anybody say, Obsidian already?
Yes, they did. And
someone
it was,
did
okay,
say Obsidian.
Is it Onyx? Yeah.
No.
Oh.
Well, let's do this because this is the last, we're going to give the last clue. So we're going to give you some sets of clues and see if this helps you. OT talking about changing the rules, are we? No,
yeah.
We're not changing the rules. Okay. So go ahead. So we're going to give her some more clues.
Okay.
How about this really helps to boost confidence. It helps to boost confidence in men and women. It also helps to get over feelings of inferiority. It helps to get over tiredness and fatigue. And it really gives you a boost in creativity.
Mm-hmm. And here's another set of some more clues for you. This is a stone that really helps to overcome things like doubt and depression, being in a state of despair. It really helps to, sustain and encourage you as you continue on your journey and your path. And one last clue, and I'm just going to do this because, oh my gosh, out of all the crystal shows I've done and nobody, I have a piece of my eye has gotten any of these. I just feel compelled to give another clue to this powerful, great serpent team. I'm going to say this to you. That this particular crystal is also known as a fool. There.
It's known as a fool?
Yes, as a fool.
So now I would say fool's gold, but I can't remember the correct name for it.
You do have another team. Another tribe member is calling. I just got an I'm saying they on the line to help.
Okay,
on the line of help.
Okay.
She wanted to use her lifeline.
Use your lifeline, so stay right there. We're going to go to the caller calling in from area code 210.
You may be still on with me.
No. 210 is on too, but we're gonna go past 210 because they're not saying anything. So we're gonna go to the next caller, 855. 855.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes. Hi, it's Griffin. Yes, I am on Inigabi. Did I say it right?
Inigab. Yes.
Inigab.
Yes.
India, yes, that's my
India.
Tribe. And I believe the answer is iron pyrite.
Yes!
That's the answer.
Yay! Mm-hmm. Yes, Griffin.
Yes. All right, India. India.
I called it a fool. I knew
you know it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know it.
Griffin. Thank you, Griffin.
All right, you're welcome.
Mm-hmm. Y'all so funny.
Too funny. If you, you know what? Bands will make him her dance go. Oh, okay. Oh, that was great. I just know. I love crystals so much. We do so much crystal work. I cannot believe you guys are struggling with this. We are giving you excellent clues.
Yeah.
We're going to go to the next team, the next tribe. So everybody who's on the line, go ahead and press 1 so you can take your hands down so that we can get the right tribe to come on the line. So press 1 if you had your hand up. There you go, 210, press 1, 505, press 1, 757, press 1. I'm mad that I got to call your area codes. Press 1. All right. And they still like,
all right, all right. Yes. So the last tribe is the Sabaka Baka tribe, Blue Sky. Yeah.
We did Kaka Ka.
Kaka Ka didn't get theirs.
Oh, Kaka Ka. All right, Shabaka, Shabaka Baka. All right, so Shabaka Baka, press 1 when you get on the phone line, 646-652-2711, and so we can get ready for your tribe. This is fun. I'm really kind of loving this.
Me too.
I am really loving this. Okay, so... All right. So let's go to the line. Let's see. I think we have a tribe member on the line. 201.
Hi.
Yes.
Hi. Who's on the line?
Oh, my name's Brittany.
All right. Hey, Brittany.
Okay, so Brittany, tell everyone, you know, what your tribe is.
Sabaka Baka.
Baka, baka.
Am I saying that right?
Mm-hmm. You sure are.
You are saying it right, yes. All right. I will go first. Okay, get ready for a boost of energy and strength when I am present. I am best made for leaders, those who are ready to take on new challenges and step into their heart's true desire.
All right. It is
Rose
time.
Point? Oh, sorry. I didn't hear you.
That's all right. You can get that. You want to go ahead and try, or you want to wait for the second?
Yeah, can I wait for the second?
Oh, okay. I know y'all are so excited. Y'all just want to, you know, y'all just want to get out there. Okay. So here we go. Definitely, whenever I come around, I help you to focus your willpower on achieving and also motivating others. Really, really help you with getting rid of stress, any kind of stress that's in your life, releasing any kind of negative attachment, and also turning back any kind of psychic attack.
Oh, see, now I think I changed my answer. Amber?
No, that's a tribe, but not Amber.
But it's good.
Okay.
Yeah, that was a good try.
Either that or Red Agat. I never say right. Agate Agat.
Yeah, it's not that, but really good. Hold the line. Thank you for trying that. We're going to go to the next caller.
Okay.
All right. So 917. 917. 917.
We can't hear you, 917.
can't hear 917. All right, Shabaka Baka, where's the rest of your tribe? 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 when you get on the phone lines so that you can help your tribe members out. So you can guess what this is. 917, I guess you're ready now. Let's see. 917? 917 call drop. Okay. Well, is anybody going to try to help? Anybody going to try to help Shabaka Baka tribe out? 646-65. Y'all know the number. 646-71. Is the number to call. Press 1 when you get on the phone line so that you can help your tribe member out.
Yeah, yeah. We only had a couple for Shabaka Baka. Biz 7, TFAN, and Brittany. But I think we can open it up to everyone to help out Shabaka Baka.
Yeah, not many Shaka Bakas out there, but we definitely, let's see. If you want to.
Oh, Brittany is Biz 7. Okay, so then there was only 2 people that signed up for it. So, yeah.
Okay. Well, press 1 if you guys want to take a shot at it. If you want to. If you want, go ahead and see if you can help out if you think you know what crystal it is. Y'all don't know
your crystal. Yes, we'll say it again. We will say it again. Get ready. Get ready for a boost of energy and strength when I am present. I am best made for leaders, those who are ready to take on new challenges and step into their heart's true desire. I can make your life joyful and sweet, and I'm linked to the solar plex chakra.
Yeah, good clue. Very, very good clue. The other thing, I am very, very useful for helping those of you, particularly in this time of the year, who suffer from sad and other negative states of mind during this particular time of the year. I also am, a crystal, a stone of leadership, and I really help you focus on your willpower. Look at y'all jumping up and down. Jumping up and down now. All right, so.
Y'all so funny. Ooh, y'all funny. Look at that. Look at that. Jumping up and down over here.
Let's see. We're going to go to the caller calling in from area code 440. You're live in the remake. Please tell us who you are, where you're calling from, what your original tribe is, and what do you think the crystal is?
This is explicit again. My tribe is Kakakai, and I would say... the crystal Citrine.
No, not
no.
Him. What?
He's a white part.
Kayla. God damn.
Very, very good job.
Kaka.
Right.
Kaka.
Oh, my goodness. All right. So we're going to go to the caller calling in from area code 214. 214.
Hello?
Yes.
This is Happy.
Hey, Happy.
The crystal I think it is Jasper.
No.
It's not Jasper.
Okay.
We gave y'all some really good clues. So hold the line. Hold the line. Great try. All right, we're going to go to area code 917. Please tell us who you are, what original tribe you're representing, and what crystal it is. 917.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we
can hear you now.
Can hear you now.
Okay. Is it Yellow Sapphire?
You want to tell us who you are, where you're calling from?
Oh, this is Crystal. Calling from New York.
Okay, Crystal from New York. Crystal, you said what stone do you think it is?
Yellow Sapphire?
No, although I love the Yellow Sapphire. It's beautiful, and
yeah.
I could see it. You're actually really on a good... You're actually probably one of
She's
the...
She's on best. A good path. Yeah, yeah.
Yep. Yeah, but that's not
okay.
it. That's not it, Crystal. Hold the line. Thanks, Crystal.
Okay.
Oh, wow. That was a good guess. That actually really was.
Mm-hmm.
Take a clue from that. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 864. 864.
Hey, is that me?
That is me.
That's
who's
you.
Me?
This is Michael calling in from South Carolina.
Okay.
My child would be the knowledge. I can't remember the name, but the knowledge.
Oh,
the Uwazi. You're on the Uwazi tribe, the one with knowledge who can't remember the tribe name. All right.
Okay, Uwazi.
Uwazi.
I would say it's the sunstone.
Yes.
Go ahead. Wow. Okay. I take it back, Uwazi. I take it back. You redeemed yourself. Yes, he got it.
Got it. The other side of the continent helped the Uwazi.
I love you guys. You guys are beautiful.
Yes, it is the sunstone.
It is. So let me ask you, what was the main thing that made you just kind of know it was the sunstone? What do you say that clue was for you?
What did you say? You said that brightens up your day, right?
And
that's it. Basically, yeah. Brighten up your day, and
you're
yeah,
right.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Well, thank you for that. Keep enjoying the show. Hold on. All
I
right.
I will.
Right, the Uwazis, y'all done redeemed yourself there.
Yeah, the Uwazis redeemed themselves. Mm-hmm.
All right, you guys. That was so fun.
Y'all are so funny. Yes.
Definitely are going to have to do some more crystal work because we got to step on your crystal magic there. So we need to get back into our crystal magic. We're not done, though. We still have more to come. And so what we're going to get ready to play now is called Last Night a Rapper Saved My Life. Last Night a Rapper Saved My Life. And so here's what we're going to be doing. We're going to be calling people up. What are we calling them up by?
By their tribe. By their tribe. We're going to call people up by their tribe. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We're calling tribes up. And I think it's fair, since we had the Uwazis, the one with knowledge, who got the last one, that... that we actually go ahead and call the Uwazis up. So if you're part of the Uwazi tribe, 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 when you get on the phone line so we can have you guys on there. We're going to take you through, and we're going to – this is so amazing. I'm loving it. I'm loving it in the remix tonight. So we're going to take you through, tell you about the rules, tell you about it is. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Okay.
All right. Mm-hmm.
All right. So we're going to take you through, and we're going to give you some clues. And then once we give you a clue, then you're going to, you know, you're going to tell us the answer that you come up with. So the first thing that you need to know is that absolutely everything that we're going to give you about these foods has to do the wrapper, okay? And so you can begin to just kind of put your mind in that particular place. And so, Esther.
So we're going to get them on the phone first, right?
We're going to get Uwazi. Them on the
phone. Yeah,
so we have
Uwazi's
on the phone. Let's go check in one of the Uwazi's, 570. Are you a Uwazi? You part of the Uwazi
yes.
tribe?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Yes. So what
okay.
I'm going to
yeah.
do is
mm-hmm.
I'm going to take one of the Uwazis with me. And then the rest of you Uwazis is going to stay with Esther. So we're going to kind of take a cosmic ride. Who's on the line with me? All right, Amanda. Amanda, we're going to get ready to go on a cosmic trip really, really quick. And we'll be right back.
All right. While we're waiting, we gonna jam a little bit while we're waiting. Funny. Okay, so listen, tribe. We're starting with the Uwazis. So when Miss Blue comes back, she is actually giving one of your tribe members a very sacred message. And the message has to do with a rapper saving y'all life. So when she comes back, your tribe member, she's going to give you some sacred words and clues that are going to tune you in to this magical song. So you're going to be thinking about that, all right? And when you come on here, guess what? You're going to need to be like a rapper. You're going to need to think like a rapper. You're going to need
yeah.
to spit that song. Okay?
Yeah.
whatever comes to mind. That's why I just played that. Something you should know, something that you feel. So think about the clues. It should spark something. And if you cannot get the song, guess what? Then one of your tribe members, the rapper on your tribe, is going to have to come save your life and freestyle.
Yes.
So those are the rules.
All right. So,
and I love that y'all are trying to come up with the rappers. I really love that in the chat room. I love that. But that's not it.
That's not it.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're going to go to the phone lines because I think I actually have two of the other tribe members that are on the line. So we're going to go to 864.
Yes.
All right. This is your tribe, Wazzy. All right, you're ready. You can go ahead and give your tribe the clues.
All right, so this is something that's sweet. And it's in candy.
Something that's sweet?
Mm-hmm, and it's found in candy. You use it to make things, too. You make a lot of food items with it. It's something that's like a granule. It's like a crystal. It's similar to a crystal. The makeup of it, actually.
Sugar.
And Jack and Jill, the Jack and Jill nursery rhyme.
Uh-huh, Jack and Jill up the hill, okay.
Uh-huh, so yeah. Jack and Jill, the nurse, all right, and also it's a group of people, the Bloods and the Crips. They were a part of something.
Good clue.
That's in the makeup of something. That's under an umbrella. And like in California, there were a lot of these, too. They caused riots.
Gangsta rap.
you got the basis of it with the thing that you always cook with, the thing
the
that
sugar.
You eat. Mm-hmm. Jack and Jill, the nursery rhyme of Jack and Jill and where they were going.
Sugar Hill. No.
Yes.
Okay. So.
Okay.
Gotta
so
rap
now-
a song.
You got
to
rap a song.
Now you have to rap a song. So I'll give you some clues for that one, too. So after you eat a candy bar, something that you throw away.
Rapper, okay.
And enthusiasm. You're very enthusiastic. You're very, like, your enjoyment. A lot of pleasure, ecstasy.
Listen to Miguel.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So you're doing an excellent job because the name of the group is Sugar Hill Gang. So
right.
Now she's trying to tell you the song so you can rap. So you could rap.
Rapper's Delight.
That's it. That's
Rapper's
it.
Delight.
But you have to rap. That is the rule. It has to be, you have to rap the song.
Now you have to rap the song.
Hip, hop, the hip, hop. We don't stop the rock, do the same thing. The bigger, the up, jump, the bigger, to the rhythm, of the bigger, the beat.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
Yes.
Y'all got the world listening to me. Oh my goodness. I'm sitting there trying to drink my tea and y'all awesome.
Oh, that was great. You know what?
I love it.
Excellent job on giving out the clues. Like, you was
was an awesome team. I'm going to give y'all props. Y'all did. Y'all did it exactly
good.
How it was supposed to be. Yes.
She was good. I appreciate it, too.
Oh, y'all represented. Y'all represented. That was beautiful. That was beautiful. All right. Hold the line. Hold the line. You guys, it's going to be a hard track record for everybody to keep.
Mm-hmm.
Uwazis. The Zulu Uwazis, they stepped up. They know their knowledge. They're one with knowledge.
They so do.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so press one, everyone who's a part of the Uwazis, because we're going to go to the next tribe, and we're going to do it again. We're going to go to the next one. So, all right. Oh, oh, my gosh. Okay, so who's the next tribe going to be coming
so
up?
So next is going to be Ka-Ka-Ka.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's do Ka-Ka-Ka. Ka-Ka-Ka, press one, Ka-Ka-Ka. We want to get the Ka-Ka-Ka's up there. If you're part of the Ka-Ka, we want you to go ahead and press 1-646-652-2711. We need two tribe members online so that we can get down with the Ka-Ka-Ka and we can get this going. So who else? Who else? We got one tribe member on the line. We need another one. So Ka-Ka-Ka, we know it was quite a few of you guys. Come on. 646-652-2711.
So the Ka-Ka-Ka is Chastity, Black Majesty, Queen, 972, Explicit, New Birth, JaVale from New Orleans. It's not just two people on that tribe. That was a pretty big tribe. Mm-hmm.
It was. So where you at? Where you at, Ka-Ka-Ka? We know you guys are out there. 646-652-2711. All right, there you go. I see all of you now. So let's see. I'm just going to randomly pick someone. 615.
Hello.
Yeah. Chastity, you too funny.
Well, we're going to go ahead and get it in. Me and Chastity are about
to go out right.
Cosmic Land. And we'll be right back.
All right. We're going to jam out again for a little bit.
She's ready. All right. So we're going to bring her back. You guys ready?
All right.
All right. Chastity, you there?
I'm here.
Okay. So let's go ahead and grab one of the Ka-Ka-Ka. Let's grab one of your tribe members. 501, who's on the line, please?
I'm Peace. This is Afia from Arkansas.
All right, Afia. You
hey,
part of
Ka-Ka-Ka? Afia.
Hey.
Part of Ka-Ka-Ka?
Yes, I'm part of Ka-Ka-Ka.
All right, here we go. This is going to be good, you guys. All right, Chastity, go ahead.
I'm right, repping for Ka-Ka-Ka. Let's see. Your first clue is this is a type of restroom you would hate to use.
Porta potty.
More specific.
Wow. Oh, I love it.
Outdoors.
Claire, what would you call that?
An outhouse.
Different word. It's also a type of library.
Bathroom, outside, restroom, outside, public.
Mm-hmm. Let's see, and the opposite of friend.
Oh, man, enemy.
Okay, so you got the group public enemy?
Uh-huh.
Or did she got yeah. that, right?
Yeah, okay. she got it. Yeah, she got
okay.
it.
So now move
so now
her
we
got
to do the song.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody
okay.
help me.
All right. So this is a big conspiracy theory that happened in September.
A big conspiracy theory that happened in September.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, I'm blank on songs. The conspiracy theory in September was 9/11.
Okay. And then something a comedian tells.
The joke. 9-1-1.
There it is. All right. So that's it. So now, Afia, go ahead. You got a rap for her. Rap the song.
Nah, well, joke where I'm from. Somebody gotta help me.
That's not gonna get it. You gotta get it a little better than that.
Do I get a lifeline?
You better Google it.
I thought about it.
So funny. We're going to go to another one of your tribe members, and let's see, 440.
Explicit.
All right, explicit. They need some help. They need some help with rapping the song.
Long.
I'll be Flavor Flav.
Any minute now.
Was it fight the power?
Huh? No. Who said fight the power? 9-1 is a joke.
Come on, I'm going to start you out. Hit me.
Okay, Chastity, come on, somebody, or else you guys are going to lose. You're just, it's.
You want me to do it?
Go ahead.
So I'm going to look up the lyrics.
Well, you better hurry up.
I am. Okay, so it's a joke.
Yeah,
911 okay, is a joke. Y'all got the time. The timer's about to come on y'all,
okay? It's going, jump.
Hold on. Oh, please. My cell phone is my internet provider as well, so please hold.
If we get the time put on us, I'm going to be so mad.
Well, come on.
I think we about done with y'all.
Okay.
I'm not understanding that because Google's pretty fast. So,
yeah.
You know,
Google
I'm just saying.
My internet is right. I blame AT&T.
Okay, come on. I know y'all know the word. Listen.
I know the chorus.
I can check.
Go.
Somebody, anybody.
A long time ago.
There you go.
Don't you see how late they reacting? They come and they come when they want to. So they get the Morgan Bobby Madonna.
No. This is unacceptable. Rappers, we going to need a rapper to save y'all life. You cannot be reading.
We need a
y'all need a rapper to save y'all life right now, for real, because y'all tripping.
Yeah. We're gonna go to 919. Let's see if one of the ka-ka-ka, somebody can come and save your life. Who's on the line?
This is Perrin. Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Yes,
are
we can hear you.
Are you able to save it? All right,
yeah,
let's hear it.
I know a little bit.
We got a prince.
Going down. I called 911 a long time ago. And I forgot the rest. Hold on.
Y'all, I got Flavor Flav. You just got to do the first part.
Hold on.
I got that. Going, gone. Come on.
I dialed 911 a long time ago. Don't you see how late they reacting? They only come when they come when they want to. I don't know the rest.
Okay, keep going.
They treat you like a ace and ten track.
Keep going. Y'all are utterly.
You know, I'm sorry. I got to do the big.
You get the gong. Y'all get the gong. You mean to tell me? I'm sure Professor Griff and Flavor is somewhere shaking their damn heads.
I told you I had Flav's part.
But you're not saying anything, so it does.
Get up, get down. 911 is something. Is it joking?
Oh my goodness.
Get up.
Y'all need a rapper to save y'all lives. Y'all need a rapper to save y'all lives.
Yeah.
Okay, so who's gonna freestyle? Because y'all did not rap the song. So who wants to freestyle then?
Yeah. Who wanna freestyle?
Punk says she got the lyrics.
No, Punk. What Punk?
Now we off 911. Y'all done enough with 911.
911 is done. Done. They not coming, remember? They not coming. They not coming. This is how they don't come. This is why they don't.
This is why they a joke.
Come for your friend. This is why. Okay, so
let me freestyle.
Who's going to freestyle?
I was looking for my prince, and this stuff is making me wince. I wish I hadn't pressed one, because now we're going to be done. We fixing the news. We need some booze. That one was a joke. We going up in smoke. And that's all I got.
All right. Well, thank you, Cash. What about the rest of y'all? Karen?
Yes.
Are you going to help your team out with a freestyle?
From Mahadeva to Shakti, all I need is your body, your perfection of youthful, charming, feminine beauty, while being an active sovereign, the power controlling the universe is what pulls, attracts.
I don't know what happened. 404, you got a rap?
Yes. Every day they don't never come correct. You can ask my main man right here with the broken neck. He's a witness to the job never been done. He would have been in full effect. But late 911 was a joke, because the only joke and they talking to your life was is croaking.
all of us.
They need to be in a...
Oh my God.
Call a cab, because a cab will come quicker. The doctors huddle up and call a flea flicker. Reasons why I say they, because they flick you off like fleas. They be laughing at you while you're crawling on your knees. And to the strength, so go to the length, thinking you first when you really attempt. You better wake up and smell the real flavor, because 911 a fake lifesaver.
Exactly.
Oh, shit.
You know what?
You know, yeah. Wow.
Thank you for doing that. That was beautiful.
Yes, thank you.
Come on, fine.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you. And I will say this. This is why they ain't coming.
For real.
This
for real.
This is why 911's a joke.
For real.
Oh, that was too hilarious. Great job, you guys. You did a great job on the clues. You just, you know, I don't know.
This is about the rappers, and so this is really interesting, right? Because where the rappers at?
Where the rappers at? I guess there is no rappers to come save your life. Last night, DJ saved your life. Y'all are doing
the most for real. Yeah, let's go to Ingiab. Let's go to the Ingiab. The gray serpents gotta be spinners. I mean, that's a part of being a serpent. So,
it has to be. The gray serpents
gotta be.
Yes. So 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 if you're in Diab and you're part of the Great Serpent Tribe. For the rest of you guys, press 1. Take your hands down, ka-ka. We need y'all to take y'all hands down.
Yeah, sit down, ka-ka-ka. Y'all sit down right now. Sit down.
Ka-ka. Sit on down. And so for the rest of you guys, go ahead and press 1. We want to get you on the phone line so that we can go ahead. We have about 13 minutes left to go live in the forum tonight. Tribal Zulu Union, and boy was it, and Mojo Magic here live in the remix with myself and also with Esther. And
yes.
I see you guys over on the Remix Radio page getting it in, letting us know what words you feel should be removed from the country.
Yes.
See that. Also see you guys about Kanye West chiming in on that. So lots of goodies over there. Go to the Remix Radio page, and all you have to do is click like. Nothing else is required. So we're going to go to the next group so we can try to get everyone in. We can definitely get the great serpents in. I want to go to the phone lines, make sure I have at least 2 of you on the line of the tribe. 954.
Oh, man, I got chosen again. Hello?
Yes, you got chosen again. So a rapper, I guess, is going to have to come save your life, or maybe you were going to be the rapper. And so we're waiting on one of your tribe members. Let me check here. 501, I don't think it's your tribe. 501?
No, I am not in that tribe.
Mm-hmm. So go ahead and press 1 for me and hold the line. So we need another tribe member.
Ingiab, yeah. Calamar, Ray's. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Key from Jersey, Sun Chow Ra, Kavina, Griffin. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Where y'all at? Mm-hmm.
Yo, Carl drives. Mm-hmm.
I get it. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 when you get on the phone line. Where y'all at? Mm-hmm.
Griffin, you can give the clues. You don't have to rap. You can give the clues if you want.
Come on in. Where y'all at? All right, I think we got another tribe member. 855, I believe it's Griffin calling from Jamaica.
We can't hear you, 855.
Hey, I'm sorry. I had to get my composure together.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You got your composure together. Beautiful. We're going to go ahead and walk into the cosmic space.
All right.
All right. We'll be back. 9 minutes left to go in the form. And so, all right, Griffin, take it away.
Hello?
Yes, take it away.
Yeah, I'm here. All right, you ready?
Yes.
All right, cool.
Ready as I'm going to be.
All right, cool. All right, first I'm going to give you the clues about the rapper, all right?
Okay.
All right.
Who is playing some rap music? Who's doing it?
No.
Griffin?
Yes, ma'am?
Oh, yeah, he's doing the most. Oh, my goodness.
I'll just say there's a lot going on.
Oh, wow.
Y'all put me on the spot tonight.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Y'all are doing that. Okay, Griffin. Give the clues. Oh, my goodness.
Okay, so, all right. I'm going to give some clues about the rapper first, all right?
Okay.
All right, good. So, this rapper they had a particular competition with another strong rapper in that era. They're kind of big. That's
you're
going to
have...
They're big. Mm-hmm. And they sing a lot about affluence and money and living big. You know, that's what they really rap about. They rap a lot about affluence and money and living large. You know, yachts and... This is what they rap about, and they're big. They're really a big, you know, a big dude, big person.
Did you? You know what?
Okay.
I'm giving the clues that I got. I mean, I think they're good clues.
Is he light skinned? Do you know if he's dark skinned? Okay, so is it Big Pun or Notorious B.I.G.? That's the biggest people I know.
That's right, Notorious B.I.G. There you go. See, I know you're big. All right.
No, why? Wait, now I have to rap.
Thank you.
Are
so
you
much. What was that? I didn't hear you.
Yes.
I have to wrap this now? Like,
yeah.
Yeah, you better get ready now.
All right.
He's
okay,
going to give
cool.
you clues to the song, though.
He's okay. going to give you clues to the song.
Oh, thank you.
This song kind of opens up with a very, it opens up really big, you know. You know, he kind of goes, fuck y'all hoes, get a grip, motherfucker. That kind of opening, you know. And,
fuck y'all hoes, okay.
Yeah.
I think every song he made kind of said that. So,
yeah, he kind of goes in and talk about, like, you know, who he's dedicating the album to, this particular album to, you know, he's talking about, like, dedicated to his teachers and, you know, to his daughter and stuff like that.
I'm just guessing here.
Go ahead. There you go.
Yes.
There you go. I love you, babe. Mwah.
Yay.
I love you. Mwah.
To sing Juicy.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Hold on. I think I need to, we're not going to lose. Okay. All right. How long do I need to rap? Because
just
I think I know.
We'll let you know when to stop. Just go as far as you can go.
Okay. Give me like 2.5 seconds so I can pick my balls up because this is like something that I don't do or haven't done before, and I'm losing the words. Okay, so give me
stop
like
thinking and
seconds.
Rapping. Just rap. Stop thinking and rap.
Okay, I can't remember the words now. Oh Jesus. Okay, Jesus, take the wheel, please. Oh my God, Super Nintendo, couldn't remember this. Santa Claus skip my house. No, that's not it. What the hell is this?
You know what?
Okay. No, I'm not giving up. I don't give up.
Okay.
I'm gonna get this.
Why don't you start out with, it was all a dream, you know?
I used to read Word Up magazine.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's
that song? Okay.
Oh,
okay, here you go. Fuck y'all hoes. All y'all hoes. This album is dedicated to...
Wait a minute.
All the children.
What are you reading? What are you rapping?
Where
the fuck y'all hoes come from?
Because that's at the very beginning of the song, like Griffin said. He
says it. He
needs
to be. Go ahead.
You know.
Okay.
Okay. This is so true. Worst behavior. I don't. Right. Right about that. Okay. Okay. Do this because as a parent you don't know the song and we have about 1 minute left to go before the after hours. I want you to just freestyle. I don't care what you rap, just freestyle rap.
Oh man. Okay. 1, 2, 3. I am on the remix show, sweating my balls off, trying to figure out where I'm going to get off. I have to figure out what I'm going to do next before my daughter gets up and wants to sit on my chest. I am having a good time tonight. This is something I never thought I would do, but hey, who cares? Because I have a whole bunch of fucking clues. Remix crew.
Wow. Oh, my goodness.
All right.
And the world is worrying about Miley Cyrus twerking.
Somewhere in the world, Miley Cyrus is still twerking.
She's still twerking. She's worried about Miley twerking. Oh.
Wow. I think we are in the after hours. I think we are.
Download.
But I think I did a pretty good job, and she got She got
Griffin,
the clues.
Griffin.
I had to send out a little.
I think it's only fair, and Esther, I'm sure that you will definitely stand behind me when I say this. I think it's only fair that you freestyle, too, Griffin.
Yes.
Hell yeah.
Heck
hell yeah.
Yeah.
And since you were getting that inspiration by watching and listening to Juicy, I mean, go ahead. You know, you can kick it to that.
All right. You know what? It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine, salt and pepper, heavy D, I'm in a limousine, hanging pictures on the wall every Saturday, rap attack, Mr. Magic, Marla, Marla. Yeah, that's what I got. Okay. There you go. That's my freestyle.
Right. Griffin, you should have been the rapper.
Listen.
You should have been the rapper, man.
Can I tell you the experience I had over here trying to find this? Okay, right, let's just leave it at that. Yeah,
no, we
cool.
heard you in the
was
background.
Fun.
I was confusing.
Yeah. We know.
I had to do some research.
All right, Griffin, thank you. Thank you, Kavina. Excellent job, you guys. Hold the line. Wow. You guys have definitely done the most tonight. Amazing share. Are we still here? Esther, you still here? We all still here? We're not still here? Can y'all hear me? Can you hear me? I guess you can't. You guys can hear me. Okay, beautiful. I don't know where Esther went. She's still on the line. But I want to say beautiful share here tonight. And so much fun. We always have a great time whenever we do the tribal shows, the tribal magic shows, the mojo shows. And we began to get that. And you guys did a great job. Thank you for being so open. This is a big part of knowing your magic and being your path is not taking yourself so serious all the time, but having fun, coming together with your soul group, sharing thoughts, sharing ideas, sharing our silliness, and just kind of being one with all of those things and just having a blast with it. So now you guys want me and Esther to rap. I don't know where Esther went, and I'm a little concerned about that. Oh, her call dropped. You know, Yeah. Oh, you guys want to hear me rap? Well, if I rap, it's either going to be some J Electronica, because you know I love J Electronica. Maybe a little bit of Drake, Worst Behavior. Esther done left me. I'm by myself. I'm over here. And I don't know, you guys. I'm going to have to call for a lifeline. So somebody better press one. Somebody's going to have to rap with me. I'll rap, but you got to press one if you're on the phone lines. And if you rap with me, then I will do some rapping for you guys. I also want to put it out there. Siva Yasir-Hotep from Kemetic Yoga is going to be taking a trip over to the UK to do a whole lecture series. So if you guys are out there, you want to go to his page, yogaskills.com. Check him out. He's been a part of the Remix family and on the Remix. And hey, maybe you even, if you're in the UK, you want to go over there, you want to check him out. The brother has some amazing knowledge that he's sharing and also some wonderful practices as well. So who is going to rap with me? Because I don't see anyone pressing one on the phone line. So who's going to do it? 646-652-2711. Press one. Let's see. 210. Let's see who this is. 210.
Hi, Miss Blair. This is Kalimar. What you want to rap?
Kalimar.
Hi, Sam.
Kalimar, you want to do some rapping, Kalimar?
Ooh, I try my best to do it.
Okay, well, let me hear you go ahead and kick it first. Go ahead and do some rapping, and then, you know, I'll kind of lay out some of my skills a little bit, too. Go ahead, Kalimar. It's amazing. You didn't come for your team, but you on here, you're going to do some rapping now. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, y'all, my name is Kalimar. Who are you? I saw you down the street the other day talking to my boo. Keep your hands off my man. I'm going to come over there and slap your dress off your head. Look me in the face when I'm talking to you. Is that your old man over there sitting at the bar sipping with that old lady that he had on the side from you? Come on, little cousin, let me tell you some stories about that man. He was at my house last night, knocking on my door, talking shit. I opened my window, I grabbed his head, pulled him into my house, got my witch's broom and swept him out the door. Now what you going to say to that, bitch? Blue, you still there?
I am still here, Kalimar. Wow. Wow.
Now, I've got to go down to remix history. It might be the one of the first and last times I do that.
Wow. Wow. You know what? Y'all are, yes. Yes, I know. I can't. Oh, Kalimar. Well, thank you. Thank you for rapping, Kalimar. I really, like, seriously, you guys, I can't come behind that. That was some real gangster pro stuff. I'm not a professional rapper.
Thank you,
that's some professional stuff. Yeah, I am gangsta, though. I really am.
Me too. I'm gangsta.
Let's see. Hold the line, Kalimar. Let's see. I'm trying to see if there is something I can rap, but I just really feel like I need a rapper. Like, I know there is a rapper on the line, so press one, you know, that really could come and kind of kick some lyrics and just kind of spit like you guys have been spitting all night. Y'all been kicking lyrics and everything. Don't think I don't know, Esther. You're somewhere out there in the cosmos. You're somewhere out there in the cosmos out there listening as we continue. But it really has been a great share here, you guys. And I always enjoy. Yeah, you want to do some singing? Y'all want to do some singing? It really has. I have really, I don't know, OT. I can't really rap on that, you know? Like I said, I feel like I want to play a little bit of Worst Behavior again. But, you know, if somebody want to sing, let's just open up the mic if you want to sing. If you want to rap, if you want to do a little poetry, as they say, you can go ahead and do some of that. And come on. And you can open up the mic and do that, too. Y'all really don't want to hear me rap. Y'all don't want to hear that. Mm-mm. I don't think the world is ready for that yet. Not yet. 615, is that Chastity?
Hi, Ms. Blue. This is actually JR.
Oh, JR. So, JR, you are a rapper. So, you going to rap something for us, JR?
Yeah, I don't mind doing that. But while I'm on the air, I just want to clear something up. The last time I was on here, I was rapping and I spoke all over you. And I didn't really realize I was doing that. Because what it was is I actually had the phone on, like, speaker. So all I could hear was myself, and I didn't hear you. So when I went back and I listened to it, it was like, oh, my God, I'm just speaking all over, and she didn't get to get nothing out. And that wasn't the case, and I really do want to apologize for that because I wasn't trying to be rude or just hog up the mic and just be like, oh, I'm so awesome. So I just really want to apologize for that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's all good. It's all good. Thank you for that. Thank you for standing up and doing that. So, JR, you know, because you do this, you rap. This is what you do. This is a big part of your passion, and, you know, this is just kind of what you are. What are you going to be rapping for us tonight? What are you going to be rapping tonight?
Wow. Okay, yeah. Let's see here. Let me. This is a song called Let Me, if I can remember how this goes. This is actually a love song. I'm going to keep it to the ladies. The last time I did it for the ladies, so we're going to do it for the ladies again.
Ah, check it out. All right.
Hold on, I got to remember the first word. One second. Come on, one second.
Okay. Take your time.
Second. Let me just do it like this. It was like love at first sight of when you came in the vision of you to be my only girl was my deepest intention, and not to mention you the best I done seen in a while. I like the way you carry yourself, your demeanor, your style, and I wish a thousand times for you to be mine. So I add a little charisma in my opening line, but at the same time you not hear me now, I'm wondering why. Is it something I said that turns you away from this type of guy? Wait, or don't you thinking it's the same old lines? Love not involved is only one thing on my mind. I remind for them types of thoughts are mild the way you walk. Hold up, I get another part together. Just snap your fingers, y'all. If you're in your home right now, just snap your fingers. We're gonna get on the beat right now. Snap your fingers, y'all. I said I met her at the club. Her body was the shh. Said her name was Memory, so I wouldn't forget. Her hair fell to her knees, red bone complexion. From my head to her toes, similar to perfection. Now I'm sitting on the sideline, getting my drink on. And the way she started dancing, I guess her song was on. She walked over, took my drink and started to grind. Put my hands on the hips, now we start intertwine. Now I'm all up on the stranger, me rubbing the hips, or licking the lips. As I slowly move my fingertips down the thighs, recount eyes, but only for a moment. Dancing and moving, grooving, get tired that you want it. Mesmerize when you pass, and yes, I look when you pass. Do you got class calls? The way you're moving is fast. Your body got me shook. The way you're moving, I hooked, I would dance. But instead, I'd rather just stare and look calls. I like the way you move. I like the way you shake. I like the way you swing back and let your body break. I like the way you dance. I hear it in your talk. The conversation inspires me every time you walk. I like the way you move. I like the way you shake. I like the way you swing back and let your body break. I like the way you dance. Your hips got me caught. I got a girl, but you're making me have second thoughts.
Oh, that's beautiful. We was all kind of vibing with that. I like the way you move. I like the way you shake. That was nice. That was nice. That was beautiful. You guys, if you do not know who JR is, you definitely got to go check him out. He's on YouTube and Facebook. So go ahead, JR. Let everybody know how they can get at you and see everything that you do. And he does some videos. One of them puts a smile on my face every time I watch it of him dancing in the rain. This brother is awesome. So go ahead, JR. Tell him how to get at you.
Well, thank you, Mr. Blue, so much. I really do appreciate that. Well, y'all can get me at www.youtube.com/DumpusTV. We got a lot of music that's going to be coming out toward the holidays, so y'all be watching out for me. We got a couple of singles that's out right now, a lot of dance songs that y'all can dance to, and really just music that y'all can feel good to and just really feel in love to. So as I stress, we got a lot of music that's going to be coming out, so be on the lookout, you know, in November and December. But again, I repeat, www.youtube.com/DumpusTV. And once again, Ms. Blue, thank you for the opportunity and the Remix family. I love you all a lot.
Thank you so much. That was beautiful. You blessed us with that. That was good. I like the way you move. I like the way you shake. I like that. beautiful. That's Chastity's brother. So you guys don't know. We got brothers and sisters, mamas and daddies, uncles and grandparents and children and daughters and all kinds of people listening to the Remix out there. And it's a beautiful, beautiful thing. Okay. Okay, there's somebody in the chat room talking about they could cook dinner to that song. Okay, that's a good thing. That's a good thing. That's a good thing. Cooking dinner, that's a good thing. Well, you guys, I don't think y'all are going to hear me rap. Not tonight. I may have to save that for like a special, very, very special occasion. To be able to rap for you guys. How can I come behind JR? Somebody like JR. I can't. You know, I can't even do it. I can't even get it up there to do it. We're gonna get ready. Nah, we can't do it. Anybody else wanna sing? You wanna share something? Press one. Mm-hmm. He can rap, Griffin, and I can sing. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sing a song. Oh, you guys. You don't want me singing a song. I promise you that. Mm-mm. You don't want me singing. If it wasn't so late, well, Baby Blue is probably still up, but she's probably playing Grand Theft Auto. Because that's her damn game right there. That's her game. But definitely it is definitely yeah, that's a good song, Chastity. You're so crazy. Yes. So we are going to get ready to get out of here, you guys. And no, this ain't peer pressure. Y'all don't really want to hear me sing. I really want to hear you guys sing. It's been a great share tonight. You know, Esther, I know she's still out there floating still floating out there in the land somewhere out there. But I want to tell you guys, the Zulu tribes, this was great. We love these shows. I always get lots of feedback from you guys. So I really want you to go over to the Remix Radio page or either go to iTunes, go on Twitter, you know, send a note. But I definitely want, if you guys really like the show, leave some comments, like it, you know, kind of pass the message around and leave a comment about the show. If you love the show, love it on iTunes, love it on Twitter, love it over on the Remix Radio page, and also leave a comment there too, so others can see. These kind of shows we don't get to do too often, but every time we do, you guys show up and you show out, and we have so much fun doing it. It's a big release for me, and just amazing just to hear you guys, hear what's going on, for us to have fun. This is a part of the work, too. You know, never take yourself way too serious. Have fun in everything that you do. So we are going to listen to a little bit of Worst Behavior, and I'll sing some words in the background as we get ready to close out here. Don't forget to join us Sunday night live in the Remix. We'll be doing what we do best with the Remix family. For the rest of you, don't forget about Self-Invested. Because it's going down tomorrow. Self-Invested is definitely going to be going down tomorrow. And so we'll have the self-investment group with myself and Brother Bilal. The Mastermind series is going on. And I didn't do this tonight, but I'm going to go ahead and do it. This is for everyone throughout the week who became self-invested. So glad to have you guys on board and have you a part of Self-Invested. So much to do. We're going to get ready to close out here. As we do, we are going to get ready to listen to, yeah, you guessed it. Yeah, we're going to do it. We're going to listen to some Worst Behavior. I'll sing a little bit for you guys too, okay? Worst Behavior by Drake.
Worst. Motherfucker never loved us. Fucker never loved us. You ain't know now, you know now. Still at the scrub J's with a toothbrush. Shit. Niggas still playing my old shit. But your shit is like the police asking us questions. Nigga, we don't know shit. Flex. Nigga, I'm just flex. Nigga,
never loved us. Do it love like we stress. Look at you, look at you, and look at you. I'm glad that they chose us. Command and submission, try to fight to the finish just to see my finish. On my worst behavior, no. They used to never want to hear us. Remember? Motherfucker never loved us. Remember? Motherfucker. Remember? Motherfucker never loved us. I'm on my worst behavior. Don't you ever get it fucked up. Motherfuckers never loved us. Man, motherfucker never loved us. Worst behavior. Motherfucker never loved us. Fucker never loved us. Worst behavior. Hold up, hold my phone. Motherfuckers never loved us. Fucker never loved us. Now you wanna roll one. Motherfucker never loved us. So everywhere we go now, full cup. Always hated the boy, but now the boy is a man. Motherfucker, I done grew it up. You know me. You know me. I'm liable to do anything when it comes to that. You owe me. You owe me. You owe me. Bitch, you better have my money when I come for the shit like ODB. On my worst behavior, no. They used to never want to hear us. Remember? Motherfucker never loved us. Remember? Motherfucker. Remember? Motherfucker never loved us. I'm on my worst behavior. Don't you ever get it fucked up. Motherfuckers never loved us. Man, motherfucker never loved us. Worst behavior. Motherfucker never loved us. Fucker never loved us. Worst behavior.
Who's high, who not? Tell me who rock, who sell out in the store. You tell me who flop, who copped a new drop. Who jewels got rocks, who up making rap out and doing numbers like it's pop. Same old pimp, Drake, you know ain't nothing changed. With these funny style niggas we done put on in the game.
That they would rather hear about memories than enemies. Rather hear what was or what will be than what is. Rather hear how you got it over how much it cost you. Rather hear about finding yourself and how you lost you. Rather you make this an open letter about family and struggle and it taking forever. About hearts that you've broken and ties that you've severed. No doubt in my mind, that'll make them feel better.
Life is one dream, take one.
Will you take?
Again, come on. Let's go to dream, take two.
Will you take part in my life, my love? That is my dream. Life is.
It's a Deep Flow remix.
Oh, baby, now let's get down tonight. Down tonight.
Ooh, baby. It's a Deep Floor remix, remix,
I'm
remix.
Hot just like the loving.
Okay.
I need some loving.
Yo, it's a Deep Floor remix, remix.
Baby,
remix.
I can't hold it much longer.
Oh.
Northside, New Tank, Hook Up, Big Church. Yeah. Y'all know how this shit go, you know.
All eyes on me, Buffalo. Roll up in the club. Yeah, right. All eyes on me. All eyes on me.
You know what?
I bet you got it twisted, you don't know who to trust. So many player-hating niggas trying to sound like us. Say they ready for the front, but I don't think they know it. Straight to the depths of hell is where them cowards going. Well, all you steal, damn nigga, holler when you see me. And let these devils suck for the day they finally freed me. I got a caravan of niggas every time we ride. Hitting motherfuckers up when we pass by. Until I die, live the life of a boss player. Cause even when I'm high, fuck with me and get close later. The future's in my eyes. Cause all I want is cash and things. I vibe double low, then smoke. Flashy brain, bitches pursue me like a dream. Been known to disappear before your eyes, it's like a dope thing. It seems my main thing was to be major pay. The game sharper than the motherfucking razor blade. Save money, bring bitches, bitches bring lies. One nigga's getting jealous, the motherfuckers die. Depend on me like the first and 15. They might hold me for the second, but these folks won't get me. We got four niggas and low riders and ski masks screaming thug like. Every time they pass, all eyes on me. Little like a thug nigga.
Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe.
I can feel a new life. I always knew life can be dangerous. I can say that I like a challenge, and you to me is painless. You don't know what pain is. How can I paint this picture when the colorblind is hanging with you? Fell on my face and I woke with a scar. Another mistake living deep in my heart. Wear it on top of my sleeve in a flick. I can admit that it did look like yours. Why you resent every making of his? Tell me your purpose is steady again. But even a small light, I can't burn a bridge. Even a small light, I can't burn a bridge. I can feel the changes. I can feel the new people around me just want to be famous. You can see that my city found me, then put me on stage. To me, that's amazing. To you, that's a quick check. With all disrespect, let me say this, say this, say this.
I am a sinner who's probably gonna sin again. Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me. Things I don't understand. Sometimes I need to be alone. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe.
I can feel you.
Someone like this, all I know is
have a sin here for you.
much must I repeat? We only play for keeps. No timeouts, no free throws, no refs, no penalties. No handouts, no pit stops, no cheat codes, no sleep. But the drinks are on us. If you with it, then pull up a seat. When you roaming through the jungle, talk is nothing, talk is cheap. Time is money, money is power, power corrupts eventually. Damn. So what are the options? What are the choices left for me? What other world is left to break? I guess my fate is a quest for me. Man, I'm a dog that ain't got no leash. Man, got a crib that ain't got no lease. Man, got a flow that ain't got no brain, but I still get brain, no hands, no teeth. Nowadays, niggas are killers on the beat. But where I was raised, all of the killers was down the street. Better do your research. Feeling like I fell out of the sky and landed feet first. My squad go hard, my squad go concrete. Watch my team work. Hell yeah, you can tell that the boy finna eat, cause I took my seat first. Three course meal, full entree, refills, and I want my dessert. So why not make a toast? Tomorrow could always be worse. Now keep them bottles coming by the killer leader. And get that Anna off your chest. Try to keep a clean shirt. I'm so grand hustle, you ain't even in my league, sir. What's up with these nerds? They be out here getting they salad tossed, getting they leaves turned. The game just ain't what it used to be. The quality is blurred. But a dying breed survives and a dynasty emerged. So put it in the L if you entirely concur. She called me hippie cause I live without any concern. Up on this green earth, I'm on them green earth. Yeah, 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 I stay in them trees like the Keeblers. And they say that I look higher in person. As a kid I played in the yard, but now I'm astroturfing. I live the actual version of the fantasies they utter. Made up stories of threesomes they must just be seeing double. Ha! Run for cover, here comes trouble. My heart has grown cold, so I gotta sleep with warmer covers. Polar bear pimping, solar flesh fitting. Somebody tell them that this is professional stunting. Don't attempt it, society is twisted. They're trying to take us under. So when you see them folks, don't forget to warn a brother. I made it out alive, but still the battle is a struggle. Vinny, Vidi, Vici, I came, I saw, I conquered. They mad cause I murdered the game, and their name wasn't in the wheel. You see, most of these haters are mad rappers who just still waiting on a deal. And they jealous of my success, cause my shoes cost more than the bill. But I'll never sit down at another table unless I'm invited to the meal. To them it's like conquering mountains, to me it's like stepping on heels. Remember the images in your...
I can't go get this.
guys. Wow, wow, wow. it's an amazing share, you guys, and I think they're getting ready to cut us off. And if you're not in the chat room, boy, are you missing it. I am just, woo, people are definitely doing the most and having a great time at the same time, which, what more can you ask for? What more can you ask for? The remix and the after hours, and just playing some music. We had an amazing night tonight with Esther and the whole Remix family as we were over here doing what we do here. Don't forget to go over to Facebook and join the Remix Radio page and leave a comment. Leave a comment under Tribal Zulu Union and Mojo Magic. Again, if you like the show, make sure you like it. If you love it, make sure you love it and go over to Facebook and leave a comment. But I am really enjoying the chat room. And just watching you guys just, you know, really be who you are. I guess there's no other way to say it. Just be who you are. And you guys are just having a good time. And that's definitely what it's all about, you know. You know, having fun, not taking ourselves too serious. And just kind of listening to some music here. And as we get ready to close out for this evening, don't forget, or this morning, depending on what part of the world you're in. And don't forget, Sunday night, we'll be back in the Remix doing what we do again, as we always do. And doing what we do as we always do. And we're going to get ready to get out of here. We'll listen to a little more music.
Simple as Martin had a dream. Kendrick have a dream. All my life I want money and power. Respect my mind or die from less, y'all. I pray my dick get big as the Eiffel Tower, so I can fuck the world for 72 hours. Goddamn, I feel amazing. Damn, I'm in the matrix. My mind is living on cloud nine and this nine is never on vacation. Start up that Maserati and vroom, vroom, I'm racing. Popping pills in the lobby and I pray they don't find her naked. And I pray you niggas is aging. Shooters go after Judas. Jesus Christ, if I live life on my knees, ain't no need to do this. Park it in front of looters. Next to that church is chicken. All you pussies is losers. All my niggas is winning. Screaming all my life. I want money and power. Respect my mind or die from less, child. I pray my dick get big as the Eiffel Tower, so I can fuck the world for 72 hours. Goddamn, I got bitches. Okay. Damn, I got bitches. Okay. Damn, I got bitches. Wifey, girlfriend, and bitches. All my life I want money and power. Respect my mind or die from less, child. I got 25 lighter on my dresser. Yes, sir. Put fire to that ass. Body cats on a stretcher. And her body got that ass that a ruler couldn't measure. And it make me come fast, but I never get embarrassed. And I recognize you have what I've been wanting since that record that Adina Howard had. Pop it fast to impress her. She rolling, I'm holding my scrotum and posing. This voice here is gold.
Because we had a ball.